All right, we're here.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, everybody? How you doing?
What's going on?
Colby had some problems getting his microphone unhooked. Or, yeah. What was it, headphones?
Headphones
untangled there.
You tangled them.
Hey, Basic Brain, how you doing, man?
What's up, man?
I forgot to turn down my phone.
Hog.
I was jamming out to the Dunkirk music, and I forgot to turn down my phone.
Turn it off.
Then the duo guitars come in and blast us.
Blast you.
Right in the face. Turn all the frogs gay.
Thanks, Alex.
I don't know what's happening. Hey, man, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good, man.
Haven't seen you in a while. Been like 11 hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you comb your hair since then?
No.
I just now looked at your face. Your hair is...
Just now? What is my hair
Did you look in the mirror before you came over?
Why?
Because your hair just looks like it's trying to like escape your head.
Yeah, that's the look, man. I'm going for that. Just
I mean, it doesn't look bad.
Straight up.
It doesn't look as, I don't know, cared for maybe as usual.
Well, because I woke up and got out of bed and came here.
Okay, well, that's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, you did text me at like 1 o'clock, so you actually woke up earlier than 1:30 today. I'm proud of you.
Earlier than 1:30, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. Proud. Dunkirk music slaps. Yeah, that's what I would say. It's just a club jam of all club jams, dude.
Ooh, that Dunkirk.
Me and Colby were talking before the show about the stopwatch, and we realized that stopwatch is actually a terrible name because a stopwatch never stops. Why is it called a stopwatch?
Not in that song. Well, because you stop it.
Do you?
One time.
That never stopped in the Christopher Nolan movie.
That's a pocket watch.
I think we actually got up in the middle of that movie, and it's still happening. That's how long Dunkirk was. It's just... Never ending. I think the movie is actually
still
the length of World War II. Mm. Like, it starts at the Battle of Dunkirk, and then it plays out in real time.
I got you.
I think 3 days of that movie is just beach scenes.
5 years.
Yeah. I think that is Dunkirk, because that movie sucks.
Yeah.
And no one... I still don't know anyone who could tell me why that movie's not bad.
Dude, they say it's a cinematic gold piece.
It sucks.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks. It's horrible. It's the worst.
Dispute that it sucks. They can't.
It's like that meme that says Dunkirk sucks. Change my mind. No one can do it. No one can do it, man. Because it's impossible. Because it's bad.
You know, it's the dude I showed you that one time, right?
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, the guy who did the globalist cucks, that thing. You
That's
know
the
it?
He's the impetus for that meme.
He is the change my mind meme.
Wow.
I think it's pretty funny.
That is kind of funny. Did he mean to meme or?
Oh no.
That's awful.
No, yeah. He's embracing it.
Well, you would have to at this point, but...
You know, he did not mean to do that.
That's
he did not meme to do that.
That was a good one. That was a good one, man. He did not meme to do it. You know, I'm sorry if you guys would unfollow. I understand after that.
Hey, man, you've made worse puns.
No.
Yeah.
Never. My puns are always golden.
No, yours are dad humor jokes out the wazoo, man.
And that is where dad humor comes from, so that makes sense.
Puns.
Out the wazoo.
Oh, well, from the wazoo.
Did you know we lost a YouTube subscriber over the week? We went from 25 to 24.
What?
Yeah, who unsubscribed from us, man?
Fucking bastard.
I mean, we only, like, the only thing we changed is we added Colby Plays Games. So is he like, video game content, unsubscribe?
Probably.
Like,
or maybe it's Pinella.
It could be, dude.
And he was just like, fuck you guys, you're going to dislike my video.
What? Hey, Seth and Colby did not dislike any of his videos. If anything, we give him lots of free promotion.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, we only put up 3 videos a week. I don't know how people
he
could be.
Games like, on Twitch?
Pinella does, maybe, on Official Tony P.
Maybe.
He doesn't go on Twitch anymore. I don't know. I don't know, man.
No, he didn't do anything.
He only wants talk show content. That's, I mean, if that's possible, I feel like, though, you could ignore, you know, 1 hour or two hour long video every week. And,
like, just don't watch it.
Right. Like, I'm losing subscribers on my Z Swigs channel. That's understandable because I'm uploading, you know, 2 videos a day of Let's Play content. And like, if you followed me because you like Destiny 1, I'm sorry that you like that game. And 2, you know, you might not like that. You know, if you like Destiny, you may not like me playing Far Cry. That I understand. But like, why would you...
No.
The thing is, why would you ever follow us in the... Like, with like my content, you could have followed it 2 years ago when I was making Destiny videos exclusively. Mm-hmm. You know? And now you're like, this guy doesn't talk about Destiny anymore, unfollow. He's not my cup of tea anymore. That makes sense. Why would you go, I like the product that Seth Colby offers, subscribe, and then 3 months later be like, I'm tired of this product now, unsubscribe. Like,
I don't know one who unsubscribes from anybody. My subscribe button is very, very
specific.
I mean,
is it really hard to just skip something that you don't like?
Yeah, like I'm not going to be like, well, I'm not watching that.
I feel like it's more clicks to be like, God, I don't want to see this guy's stuff anymore. And then you got to like click a video to go to his channel and unsubscribe from it. And then you go back to where you were. It just seems like so much work.
Yeah.
Because skipping the video, you just scroll. You're past it. Right. Big deal, you know?
Gone.
Yeah.
Won't show up again because you didn't click on it the first
time. Right. So I don't know, man.
Refresh the fucking page. It's gone. It's gone.
These people are out. They hate us, man. They hate us because they ain't us.
They hate us because they ain't us.
That's right. That's what it is, man. I just couldn't believe that. Just, I'm a marketer at heart, and I like to look at those numbers and go, okay, why did this happen? And I cannot put my finger on why someone would, one, subscribe to us in the first place, and then, two, leave us.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if you subscribe to us, that's commitment.
Their YouTube account probably got, like, shut down.
You think it was a spam account, man?
Yeah, it got shut down. Could have had copyright strikes on it, man.
Maybe.
On that Legions crowd, you know? that could end.
Hey, it could have been an angry troll. That's true.
Badly.
Could have been an angry troll. We're going to talk today about our new troll policy.
Oh, yeah.
We're cracking down.
Crack down.
Yeah. It's a zero tolerance policy now.
Mighty hammer crack of the found.
What? What was that? Mighty Hammer Crack of the Thound?
Thound, yes.
Okay, man.
It's the great and powerful brother to Thor, who is not that great. He's kind of wimpy, but...
Well, today on the show, we're going to talk about some things, and then after that, we're most likely going to talk about some stuff.
Mm.
So...
Most likely. You never know, though.
It could be the other way around. Mm-hmm. Electrical Skateboard does not host lotteries. Definitely a bot. Yeah, I mean, Electrical Skateboard's bot, and he's just in there botting all day. Hey, Hive, how are you doing? What about Mars Day? Shake my head, dude. Dude, Mars will have its day in the sun when we all move there because the Earth blew up.
It'll happen.
Yeah.
We'll get there one day.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a Mars Day?
No, why would there be a Mars Day? No one's destroying Mars.
It should be like a planet day.
Like a extraterrestrial planet appreciation day?
Yeah. Why is there not?
E-pad?
We need to start that.
E-pad. All right, man, let's start it up. How does it work?
It is.
There's eight planets, right?
Yeah, it's March 56.
So it's Mercury, Venus, Mars, Saturn, Jupiter, Neptune, Uranus. Is that it?
Is that eight?
I counted seven because I skipped Earth.
Then, yeah.
So there's seven planets, but there's 12 months. How do we spread them out?
No, they're all on one day.
Oh, we appreciate all seven planets on one day?
Yeah.
That doesn't seem fair, because some planets are so much better than other planets.
One of them provides us life.
Let's destroy Mars so someone can make a holiday for it. Listen, Mars, just so people will appreciate you have to die.
We have to nuke it.
That's what Elon Musk says. He's like, nuke the water at the poles.
What could possibly go wrong?
Nothing.
Yeah.
It's space.
Yeah.
I mean, really, could anything go wrong besides... radiation drifting through space?
No, that won't even happen.
Could that happen, though?
We're too far away. It would dissipate by then. I think the only thing that could possibly happen would be, depending on the size of the explosions, it could knock Mars in out of its orbit and then screw that up.
That sounds bad, though. Because could it then hit Earth?
I don't think it would be enough force from nuclear weapons to knock it in our direction.
Okay, man. Like, I know.
Like, maybe in 100 million years, maybe, but...
I know that there's, like, scientists out there, mathematicians that can do this stuff. But, can you really know with 100% certainty that nuking a planet wouldn't have consequences that we can't predict?
I mean, you can make a very scientific guess.
Right, but it's still a guess, right? Like, there's no way 100%
they're not gonna know until
for sure that they know what's going to happen when you nuke a planet.
I wonder if nukes can travel through space. Yeah, if they got the right rocket.
We should split it proportionally with the planet sizes. See, I don't know if that's the best way either, because some planets are huge and still terrible, you know? Like, Jupiter, big, huge, massive planet.
Mm-hmm.
But...
doesn't deserve it because it's all gassy and gross.
I mean, it's got what's the cool things about Jupiter? Big red spot.
Yep.
Really big.
It's stormy all the time.
That's it, right?
And it's just all gas.
Like, the coolest thing about Jupiter is that it's big.
You're telling me that all of Jupiter doesn't have like a solid surface of some sort?
I don't know how that works, man. I don't understand how you can be a planet if you don't have a solid surface.
Because
aren't you just a big gas ball?
Right.
Aren't you just a cloud?
I don't know, man. I think there's got to be something under there that we don't know about.
How do we?
There is a surface.
Can you know with 100% certainty that the Earth is not flat? No, you can't.
Because
what even is flat?
Don't what?
I'm just saying it. If the Earth isn't flat, then how is our camera angle right now not curved?
I hate you. I hate this meme. It's so dumb. Also, the disprover disbunking ones who use a GoPro are dumb, too.
What do you mean GoPro? What are you talking about?
They just put out a photo on, like, Reddit. I saw, of, like, a selfie taken on top of Mount Everest, and it's like, you can see curvature, but it's obviously taken with a fucking GoPro.
Okay.
Which has a fisheye lens.
But you can.
Which gets everything curvature.
You can't. I would assume, though, you can see the curvature of the Earth if you're at top of Mount Everest.
Yes, right? I would agree, but not as much as in that picture, because it's a GoPro fucking fisheye lens.
Well, you're not going to see, like, the whole Earth start to turn.
No, you do in that picture.
Well, the Earth is huge, so, I mean, it's...
Doesn't make sense, man.
Oh, no. It's got cool moons. Jupiter does have cool moons. Maybe we fill some of the, like, 5 weeks or five slots there to make one a year with
moons.
Cool moons.
Oh, you gotta throw Pluto in
like
there.
Like, honorable moon mentions. Yeah, we could throw Pluto in there. Titan. Titan's, like, the cool Saturn moon, you know, because it's all, like, filled with methane and stuff. We all gonna go live there one day if Mars doesn't work out.
Yeah, because that's smart.
Right, because I mean, science would make sense that, you know, if you can't figure out how to live on Mars close to us with a solid surface, we're definitely going to be able to figure out how to live on a one that's really far away and has no land.
Far from the sun.
Right.
No heat.
Yeah. I like how that's our backup plan. It's like, if we can't figure out this easy one, then we'll try to figure out the really difficult one as a plan
as a
B.
Big old meteor.
That doesn't really make sense, does it? Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
I think it's like a...
Oh, Titan does have Thanos on it. Well, he's not there. He's coming to Earth, though, so...
I think
we should go take over his home while he's here. Like, we just pass him when he's not looking, you know? We just go torch his house.
All of humankind?
Yeah!
Or like half of it?
Well, or just Iron Man.
Okay.
I mean, I don't need to get involved. Thanos ain't gonna come kill me. I don't need...
No.
I mean, he's gonna remove 50% of the world.
Yeah.
And I know it's gonna be you that dies.
Oh, fuck you, man.
Because I want it. And because it's me, I won't get it. So it's definitely going to be you.
Yeah, I don't necessarily want it right now.
Yeah, so that's why you're going to die.
Yeah.
Because why would Thanos give someone what he wants? That's not what it is. It's about balance, you know? Mm,
you got to give them what they don't want.
Right.
Which is death, and for you, it's life.
Right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And Thanos would be like, snap, and then, oh, best friend's gone. He's dead.
He's gone.
And I'll be on Titan scorching his trailer house or whatever he lives in.
Oh, burning Thanos' place?
Yeah, burning it down, man.
Good. Yeah.
If you light a match on Titan, though, doesn't it just explode because the whole thing is methane?
I mean, maybe.
Like, if you can light your fart, I would assume that a moon made predominantly of methane would just explode.
We need to send a missile.
Why can't we just why can't we just shoot fire at Titan when we pass? See what happens. Like, I mean, what if we just go full pyro on the universe? Like, if we're nuking Mars, why can't we just scorched Earth Titan?
Well, if the whole thing's made out of methane, then you're going to run into the issue of the whole planet or moon is going to explode. Mars...
It's really far away, though.
You'll leave a crater, but I don't think there's going to be pieces of the planet flying up into space.
Well, yeah, but, like, wouldn't you need O2? I don't know.
In all of the atmosphere, just fill it up with oxygen.
Does fire work with other things that aren't oxygen? Is there like a methane-driven fire?
I would assume, right?
Right? It's probably not called fire, though. It's got to be called something else, like spriz. I don't know, man. I'm trying to think of a cool word. Yeah. Touch the spriz alarm off!
Oh,
you know? I don't
God.
Know, man. Toss a lit cig. Make it... Slow motion as it turns over and lands on the planet, just up and flames.
Jesus God.
I'd be into that, right?
That'd be so dumb.
I mean, you know that Elon Musk has thought of it. Like, yeah. Seriously, we know Elon Musk, all right? This is the man who shot a car into space and then live streamed a mannequin driving it around in space just for the LOLs, right? Okay. If that's the stuff that he says publicly, I'm going to nuke Mars. You know he's thinking lit cigarette on Titan.
No, he isn't.
You know he is secretly.
He is 1,000% not thinking that. Fire needs O2?
Yeah, but what about Spriz, man? It might need methane.
So you're telling me even if I had a lit cigarette out in space, it wouldn't be lit?
Well, you couldn't light it because you need O2.
See, that's a problem.
So is there a type of fire that isn't fire?
Greek fire.
What? Greek fire?
Yeah, it's a thing.
Okay. Is
it? It's a secret weapon. I think it's like napalm, except back in Greek.
Is napalm fire?
I think that's it, right? Greek fire?
I don't know,
it
man.
Might not be Greek fire.
Are you thinking of Game of Thrones?
No.
With the green stuff?
Maybe. What is that called?
I don't, dragons?
No, not that.
Hot breath?
No. There's an actual thing. It's in the movie Timeline. You remember that one with Paul Walker?
Jesus, that movie's 100 years old, man.
I think that's Paul Walker.
Timeline. That's when he goes back to the medieval times. Dr. Slayer, what are we talking about?
Yeah, Basement knows what I'm talking about. If you pour water on it, it gets worse. It's called a grease fire.
Dude, I don't know. What are we talking about? How do we explain what we're talking about right now?
We're
talking about tossing a lit cigarette into the moon Titan.
And watching it explode.
And see if it explodes, but...
Wildfire?
Wildfire?
No.
Wildfire!
That's Game of Thrones, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. That sounds right. Can you throw water on wildfire? You can't, though, because it's on a lake and it's still burning.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the sea.
I'm pretty sure it's Greek fire, man.
So we're trying to figure out if there's a type of fire, because Morris in chat was saying that fire needs oxygen. So is there a type of fire that doesn't need oxygen that isn't called fire? It's called something cool like Spriz, you know, and then... Like, are there different types of flames that aren't using oxygen to make flames, you know? And that's how we would light the cigarette that we flicked at Titan and watched
Greek
it blow
fire,
up.
Greek fire, man. I got it.
That's a literal thing?
A combustible compound emitted by a flame-throwing weapon and used to set light to enemy ships. It was first used by the Greeks besieged in Constantinople 673-78. It ignited on contact with water and was probably based on naphtha.
Wait, it ignited on contact with water?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Dude, that's some intense stuff.
Incendiary weapon used by the Eastern Roman Empire.
I think you're looking for a grease fire, not grease. G-R-E-S-A-S-E, G-R-E-E-C-E.
Well, yeah. Grease fire can also not be put out by water. I'm talking about Greek fire. It's a thing. Back in the time.
You want me to Google it, pull it up on
Greek
screen?
Land. I mean, you can. I just did that.
Okay.
I didn't just pull that information out of my ass.
Well, I mean, that's...
I'm not a dictionary. I don't fart, you know, definitions.
Greek fire. Here we go. That's right there, man.
Yeah, man.
It's right there.
It's a fucking thing.
Okay.
I know this because of the movie Timeline.
Look at this old drawing of this boat just spitting fire onto these three people.
Yeah, man. That's how you know it's real. They
a Byzantine ship uses Greek fire against the ship of the rebel Thomas the Slav, 821, 12th century illustration from Madrid, Scarlet Disease.
Wow. It's oddly specific.
Dude, that's, I mean...
You think that's what all that text says right there?
What? What tech?
It's text.
Oh, yeah, it's probably... That looks like Elvish from Lord of the Rings to me. This top language right here, this brown one, looks way different than this red one.
Nah.
Dude, this
two
is...
two different writers.
I just love, like, this old drawing. It's like, look at what he decided to be detailed on. Like, make sure everyone has clothes. Like, this guy's got, like, a giant golden necklace, you know? Mm-hmm. And then, but the sail is just a simple
it's a line.
It's just like, you know what, I ran out of red. This is what we get now. This is what we get is this right here. He's like, I used it all in the fire. Now we don't have one for sale.
Yeah, man.
And these people are sailing with a vanishing cabinet or something in their thing. So, you know. That's the thing.
Hello, geek and cool guy. Notice chat.
We notice chat. We just don't notice idiots.
Ooh.
Who open chat with insults.
Ooh.
So... Yeah,
just got burned.
Well, we have okay. So let's get it. We have a new
by
troll
Greek
policy.
Fire.
We, after Super Meat Boy Games with Colby, we had people in there trolling.
Yeah,
I like to play with trolls. Okay, I like to combat them because it's fun because I'm better than all of them. Like all trolls are just hiding their inner pain, and I've been hiding my inner pain for 20 years. I'm a master. okay? I can reflect all of my inner pain back at all trolls and destroy them. And I love doing it. Here's the problem. It's very self-serving. It's not entertaining. And no one cares about it but me. So, it distracts chat. It distracts me. Troll policy is, if you're a troll, you're gone.
You're gone.
I don't need you.
Don't need to deal with it.
And when you say, hello there, fat guy and strong-looking guy, and then 3 minutes later you say, I wasn't trolling, like that, that's the definition of a troll.
Oh, I missed that one.
To come in and say, hey, here's something funny that will distract you from the show. And then you get mad when I'm not distracted by it because you're dumb. Here's the new policy. I click your name. I click ban.
Ooh.
And now you're gone.
Yeah.
I mean, it's easy. I'm just going to get rid of people. Because I don't need those people in our chat. You don't need it. It distracts from the show. It distracts from what we're talking about. We have very intellectual conversations about slow motion flicking cigarettes
fire.
Into moons.
Greek
okay.
Fire.
And that's what we
stiff.
Need. So that's the new troll policy.
Yeah.
Okay, I like fighting against trolls. I do. I'm giving it up for the good of the show. And now you can never say I don't do nothing for you. Now let's get back to the topic at hand.
So yeah, man, that sale is really shoddy, you know, craftsmanship.
Well, there's like a giant squid nothing. Laying in here. Too.
What happened there? That's just like burnt. He just shit.
Well, I mean,
on
it is
painting or
it is a thousand years old.
Yeah, it's probably shit.
Or it's smudged rock.
It's most
I assume,
likely shit.
Is what he drew on.
No, right? It's most likely human shit.
That's what he's using as a utility for painting?
No. It's just over the course of time, you're going to come in contact with some shit.
Oh my God. Do you see this?
What?
This says this is a richly illustrated, illuminated manuscript of the synopsis of history.
Okay.
Like, would you call that a rich illustration?
No. I mean...
I mean, I guess for the time,
I
maybe.
Guess. They didn't have painters back then, man. You know, they were still trying to, like...
Why not? Isn't paint just, like, ground up bugs or something?
They were still trying to live for their lives, man.
Dude, if you can make fire that ignites using water, you yeah. should be able to create a watercolor, okay? is that too much to ask?
No, I think that's pretty
made cool. with milked rocks. Yeah, they just grab the rocks and nipples. They just... Oh, sweet. I got sky blue today. I'm going to use that for the ocean. It's a man with his horse. It's like two kings gossiping, and then a dude showed up with a horse.
Hey, guys, I brought you a horse.
It's a meeting between Emperor John Zmikizes and
Svyatoslav
of Kiev. Okay. Dude, old paintings are weird, man.
Dude, why was there just an extra added...
Paint it better. Yeah, Colby, you should paint it better, man.
Oh, I can so paint it
Could
better.
You make new cover art for this show that was in the style of that art?
Sure. It looked like a five-year-old did it.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect.
And then it turns 3D.
No. Why?
I don't know, because you're like 3D lately, so I was just trying to make your job better.
No.
What do you mean, no?
No.
I was.
How would you take... a painting and turn it into 3D.
That's not for me to figure
it's
out.
Not
that's
for me
that's
to
your
figure
job
out either, asshole.
You
I'm
are
not
the
a
artist. Like Chicken Kiev? Dude, yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Give me some of that shit.
Well, yeah, incinerating flaming weapons were used in warfare for centuries prior to the invention of Greek fire. They included a number of sulfur, petroleum, and bitumen-based mixtures. Incendiary arrows and pots containing combustible substances surrounded by caltrop spikes and launched by catapults were used early in the 9th century BC by the Assyrians and were extensively used in the Greco-Roman world as well. Hey, man, this is freaking history.
God, who gives a shit? I just need to know the one word I tried to look up. We should Greek fire.
I mean, I think they just call it Greek fire.
We should Greek fire the shit out of Titan and watch it explode. That's all I'm trying to say here.
What's happening in this picture?
I feel like there's...
It's the clash between the Byzantines and the Arabs at the Battle of Lalocaon, defeat of Amur.
Okay, well, there's three
and the Emir of Malataka
with five dudes.
Yeah, do you see? There's two horses right here.
There's three.
There's one, two, three.
There's
four,
a blue.
Five. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. It's like 150 people sitting on these.
Hey, man. Old people didn't know how to illustrate large amounts of things.
Like, this is the equivalent. This is one step above drawing one person and then just writing, like, X1000 next to him. And being like, there's a lot of these guys.
There's a lot of
hats,
man.
We need you to understand.
Also, I like the decapitated guy right in the front. That's real cool, too.
Which guy? This dude who's trying to grab his own... Oh, yeah. No! My head! Help
Can
me!
Can they go back on, please?
Someone put my head back on! Unlike this dude whose helmet just crushed into his body, I think.
Yeah, no, he definitely just got smacked on the top of the head.
And why is this person coming, like, jumping into this horse's butt?
I don't really know. He got a little confused there. He didn't know where he was going once he started there.
Dude, old artwork is weird, man. Is this because, like, people don't have... Like, is this prior... To, like, reference art, to, like...
Reference art.
You know, like, I mean, when you want to do something new, you go and you look at other things, you draw inspiration, you create.
Yeah.
Like, these people didn't... They couldn't go to dribble.com and look up logos. They just had to, like, how do I draw 6,000 horses here in a way that people understand there's 6,000 horses? So, you know, the Emperor Malatyaka, whatever that guy's name is, he doesn't behead me for incorrectly showing his victory at the Battle of... Lala Kaon, you know? Is that what he was worried about? I mean, I assume this is a historical record of some kind.
I assume you are correct.
And the emperor's like, make sure I'm victorious, and there is a man grabbing his own head. I saw it on the battlefield, illustrated. Earth is flat.
Make sure I'm smack dab in the middle with an enemy eating my horse's ass.
I think... I was about to be like, I think that's the same side, and then I realized that everyone is wearing the same uniform.
Yeah.
You know, that's really bad battle tactics if you all dress alike. How do you know?
There's really no distinction between the two. Are the flags different or something? I don't know.
They don't, I mean, vaguely, I guess. I mean, technically this one's got like a blue cross and this one doesn't, but they're still three stringer thingies.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not gonna know, I'm killing everyone. I'm just gonna grab my sword and I'm gonna spin. You know, and if you get in my way, you're losing a leg. That's all I gotta say.
Losing a leg, it's gone.
Head first into a horse's bottom.
Your head is gone, and you will be eating the horse's ass by the end of this battle. Prepare your tongue.
New sub notification right there.
You will be eating the horse's ass.
There it is. Look at. Oh, here we go. Here's how we make it, dude. Okay, here's how we shoot it into space. Okay, so we got a bellows that continuous draught in the brazier. We got the hearth or brazier that applies heat to oil in the condenser or the container. The container is capable of being pressurized, joint sealed to tin, so there's just oiled valve to a meat heated oil. And the nozzle, it directs fire. They literally just built a flamethrower.
Yeah.
That's what they did. If we all dress in green and black camo, no one will be able to know who the enemy is. Dude, no one will see each other. All be invisible.
Yeah, they're going to be like, where'd my teammates go?
Dude, I can't believe they just built a flamethrower. Like, that makes this first picture, you know, this one right here where they're literally just getting roasted off the front of a boat. Where's it at? Right here. Like, that's actually what it was. They would just drive around and just... But if it ignites on water...
Mm-hmm. They're kind of screwed, right?
Yeah, don't they have to drive through the fire?
Yeah. And also, like, if that pressurized container just kind of exploded on the ship, I'm sure it wasn't, you know...
A lot of friendly fire happens, right, because of this invention?
You're definitely blowing yourself up a couple times.
How did we get on this? Oh, yeah, we're blowing up moons.
Yeah.
That's how we got on it. And we never figured out how...
Greek fire titan. That's what I'm saying.
Dude, let's do it. I mean, it still needs oxygen, though.
No, that one doesn't.
Yeah, I think
you need
it's
a pressurized container with hot oil in it, bro.
I think you still need oxygen because I think it turns into fire once it comes into contact with the oxygen.
The pressure, the heat.
Like if you
the
took that to
so
space
hot.
And shot it,
mm-hmm.
it would just come out as oil. Still, it would come
hot
out
hot oil.
Yeah,
though.
We're not gonna burn down the moon Titan with hot oil. All right,
you can do that. If we, like...
It's way less cool to light your cigarette with hot oil, dude.
No! Okay, throw an unlit cigarette into the hot oil once it lands on Titan.
And then shoot...
Burn the cigarette, and then...
Okay. I think there's a lot of flaws in this plan.
Oh, 1,000%. Yeah, it's never going to work.
What? Okay.
A missile would be, you know, just right for the job.
Here's what we're going to try instead. Mm. Okay, we're going to try something crazy here. Okay. All right? I'm going to Google. Can we burn the moon Titan? Let's just Google it. Okay, why does Titan's atmosphere not start to burn? Here we go, dude. If Titan has a methane atmosphere, it sees of methane, then why doesn't some meteoroid / chemical reaction ignite and blow the whole thing, dude?
Bam.
Right there, okay? Mm-hmm. That is how smart people phrase what me and Colby are trying to say. This is the smart person equivalent of flicking the unlit cigarette, or the lit cigarette at a moon.
Right.
Out the space shuttle window. Sure. towards the moon. This is a very legitimate question. Please don't misinterpret me. I have upvoted it. But that blow the whole thing together with the mental picture it suggests suddenly made me laugh like hell. Okay, whatever. Titan is one of Saturn's moons. Titan has a dense atmosphere of about 1.5 bars. Dude, some sick bars on
bars.
Titan.
Drop bars for days, dude.
Rap God. It also seems to have lakes of liquid methane. For a conventional combustion, you would need a good methane-oxygen mix. Every combustion is basically an oxidization. Why can't I read?
That's a hard word.
Oxidization. It's not a hard word. That's I'm a moron. Apart from very energetic events, such as the SL9 hitting Jupiter, you will need quite a bit of oxygen to get a nice explosive fireball in Titan's atmosphere. According to Wikipedia, you need 2 oxygen molecules for every methane molecule if you want to burn them.
Well, Morris is right.
But that doesn't answer my, is there a fire that doesn't require oxygen?
No.
Google has science not advanced far enough?
I don't
Dude,
think so.
Look at this guy's answer.
Oh,
this is why we're forever dumb. Because, I don't know, are you like me, and you look at this and you just go,
I'm not reading that.
That's too many words. I don't want to read that. It's too many words.
Yeah,
even
man.
Though it's going to explain beyond a shadow of a doubt why it doesn't work.
Space bike?
The answer's right there. That's how we're throwing the cigarette. Card in this folks. Slow motion. Fireball in space, you know. It's going to be beautiful. Question's a little different from asking why. If the sun is a ball of hydrogen, it hasn't already exploded or burned out. It's difficult for me to take it seriously, but I'll try. All right, dude.
Oh, I can't even entertain your question.
I can't sink to your level,
you
plebeians.
Unintelligent Farquaad.
Okay. Methane and oxygen are gases and will react at room temperature and pressure in certain concentration ranges. And when exposed to a spark or other high energy density discharge, a flame, friction, etc. We call these limits the LEL and UEL, abbreviations for upper and lower explosion limits. For hydrogen, which can change as the... I can't understand it. I don't know what I'm reading. Do you understand what I'm reading?
No.
Morris knows. He just said fusion. Like when Morris types one
fusion.
Word like that, I just...
Everyone, it's fusion.
No, I...
Very smart.
I don't think Trump...
I'm the best smart.
I think the...
You understand.
I think the guy, the History Channel
fusion.
Meme, with the crazy hair, he's just like, aliens. You seen that one?
No.
It's just fusion. Like, that's how I see it. You ever seen the aliens meme, dude?
I don't think so.
How have you never seen that?
I went straight to Trump.
Yeah, this guy right here. This is what I think. It's just fusion.
A stoner? You're looking at a stoner?
Is that guy a stoner?
That dude is high as shit right now. I was taken on 420.
Wait, is this... Okay, hold on.
But aliens, man.
Is this website give a backstory on this meme?
Story of legendary meme, yeah.
His name is Giorgio Tsoukalos.
Tsoukalos.
It's pretty neat ideas about space travel. Is this... There he is, dude. Look at this.
In Mycenae, Greece, there is what's called the Treasury of Atreyu. And right in there is one stone that has been hoisted over the entrance of that treasury.
Uh-huh.
And it weighs an estimated 250 tons. It is perfect. Just unbelievable.
Uh-huh. I mean, don't look that
now,
great to me.
We would have difficulties today moving that stuff around.
This guy
now,
doesn't disappoint.
I'm not saying that
okay.
we today can...
Pause this motherfucker. They buried the shit and then just put it on top of the sand and then dug all the sand back out.
No, it's aliens. Yeah. It's aliens.
It's not aliens.
It's aliens.
It's sand.
Dude, Giorgio Tussilokanopoulos is going to tell us right now.
You know what they have a whole shit ton of them in this region of the country?
Muslims.
sand.
Oh, yes, and sand as well.
It's dirty, it's crusty, it gets everywhere.
Hey, man, don't talk about another religion like that. God, that is messed up, man. You know, we can joke around a lot on this show, but that might be over the line, dude. I think you need to issue an apology to our audience.
I'm sorry to the people who were offended by my sand joke.
Let's go back to this.
And not do it. I'm not saying that. But if we're struggling
this guy's forehead won't
with
quit.
Our modern technology, is it really logical to suggest that our ancestors did this with pivots and with little ropes
and
with wooden
sand.
Rollers?
But just how could ancient man have built such colossal structures?
Pile of sand.
Big old
Were
pile
the stones
of fucking
really
sand.
Moved by beings with superhuman strength?
Or that, no.
Or might the
no.
builders have had access to an advanced, perhaps
aliens,
alien technology?
Bruh. Aliens, man.
For ancient astronaut theorists,
let's check out
the key might be found not
see.
By studying the laws of physics, but by exploring the interdisciplinary science of acoustics
Ooh,
and the principle
what?
Of acoustic levitation.
This system is an acoustic positioning
you see
device.
That ping pong ball
and what happens
in
inside,
second,
we create
man.
An acoustic force field.
Yeah, that's what it is, Morris. They just slaved people.
Yeah.
You, 800 slaves,
and
lift
the force
that
field
rock!
Can rotate, the force field can oscillate.
Dude, look at that, though.
But is it possible that early built...
Okay, so hear me out, all right? We got a box this big, floats a ball, okay? Get a box the size of Rome, floats a piece of rock.
Yeah, man, they
hear
did that
out,
shit.
Hear me out, dude. Hear me out.
Aliens
had
know that.
Access to the kind of acoustic technology that would allow for the transportation and careful placement of megaton boulders and stone blocks.
There are many.
That's totally what it is, though. Like now, I can't get it out of my mind. Every time I see something like that, I'm like, it's amazing what the human race can do when they're being whipped relentlessly. Get the gun! Like, lift that rock, sir! It weighs 250 tons!
Anybody who brings up Stonehenge, you automatically know they don't know what they're talking about.
What do you mean?
They fell down at some point in time, and they have pictures of people re-putting it up with, you know, cranes and shit.
Nah, dude, that's a conspiracy theory.
No, there's pictures of it.
All right, Taylor, I love how they credit aliens for all this. Yeah, I mean, Slayer's right. I think we can't explain it's just aliens. How we do it, man. History Channel, it's fact, all right? Taylor, this is the show so far, okay? We don't like trolls. They're instant banned. We're trying to give other planets besides the Earth their day of appreciation. We want to ride our space bike with a baseball card in the spoke through space, flick a lit cigarette in slow motion towards the moon of Titan and watch it explode. And now we're learning about aliens.
Yeah.
Is that pretty much what's happened so far? Did I miss anything?
I think you covered all
of
it.
Okay, so here we go. We'll just continue.
Any ancient legends which suggest that some of the monuments were built with the help of acoustic levitation.
What, they just find a bunch of guitars around?
The local legend of Stonehenge...
Get the fuck out of here with this shit!
Big stones.
He has no idea what he's talking about.
He literally just said it consists of big stones.
Stonehenge, I don't know if you know, it's made of big stone.
There's very little hinges, but a lot of stones.
Talks about is that those big stones were transported by way of levitation none other than Merlin the
what?
Wizard. And he had a magical rod with which he pointed at the stones.
God, man, this makes Transformers, the last one, even more accurate.
Yeah, dude.
Because Merlin was in that and the Stonehenge was there.
Transported there from as far away as 200 miles. And ancient legends are a bridge.
A bridge.
To finding what truly happened in our past.
It's on the fucking History
no
Channel,
way
bro.
That human beings, even 100,000.
Listen, if we get 9,000 slaves, they can move those stones.
Exactly
even 100,000 of them?
Hands around blocks.
100,000?
You can't get enough hands in there. You can't get 200,000.
Oh, George Norrie's going to clear it up.
It's called big ass fucking ropes, bro.
Anti-gravity and sonic levitation technology.
Okay, ropes.
Early humans
or anti-gravity levitation.
Of the world.
Ropes.
Dude, you know what? You
can't say
for certain.
Levitation.
Were you there, sir?
Dude, we don't have anti-gravitation today. In the
dude, maybe we did. We did.
Technology.
I just saw a man float a ping pong ball.
No.
No wires, man. It's just floating in there. You explain that. That's aliens,
could
man.
Could be air.
It's could be aliens.
Air. Acoustic levitation, bro.
How did Merlin show up?
Dude, Merlin came out of nowhere. He watched The Last Night and was like, hey, that's a good idea.
I mean, I know that, like, Stonehenge has that reputation of being, like, how did it get built? You know, yeah. But it's pretty clear that they just built it using lots of people over time, right?
Right. Oh, yeah. I think one of the main, the rocks came from, like, really far away. That's one of the
ones.
It's
200 miles.
Like,
that's
how
not
they made
really
them.
Far away.
That isn't.
No.
That just
not
means.
When you're being whipped.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. I just... These people are crazy because they're like, even with today's modern technology, this would be difficult. And I'm like...
Difficult, but not impossible.
In the Emirates, they're building a building that's 2 miles tall. And they're like, but this archway is heavy, dude. It's like, okay, man.
Yes,
lots and lots of slaves were whipped until half of them were dead. Yeah, and then they just brought in more slaves. Because you know what the old times didn't have? A problem with a lack of slaves. They were always slaves. What are you looking at right now?
Bam, man. There's some fucking modern ass people building Stonehenge.
I just want you guys to know that Colby just showed me an image that says hidden secrets of stuff.
The hidden truth about Stonehenge. The one they don't want you to know.
Hidden truth. Colby is defending this with the hidden truth about Stonehenge.
Dude, dispute this picture, man. Dispute it.
Thing with Stonehenge, they bet it on ley lines, some druid thing. Well, yeah, of course, they had a reason for doing it, but it was built by slaves, right? Morris, you ever been there? You're from the UK. You ever seen Stonehenge, man? Did you get a weird vibe when you were there, bruh? Oh my god, look at this, dude. Ominous, foreboding, mystical. But now, everything we think we know about the ancient landmark Stonehenge... maybe wrong.
The legendary standing stones of Stonehenge in southern England.
Marcus drove past it. Just middle fingered it 1,000
years ago. Fuck you, Stonehenge. Aligned with the movements you of the alien sun. Bitch.
They attract 1 million visitors a year, come rain or shine. But only now can the site boast its own museum. Part of a £27 million project to restore the natural environment around the stones.
By building a giant building. Facilities
worthy of its reputation.
Guys, we're going to restore the natural environment. Let's build a building.
Huts for the lavatories. It was very temporary huts for the lavatories. It was very, very ugly. But the second point was that people who came had no proper explanation of what this incredible monument was.
Been to one
for,
at Glastonbury?
It,
you've so, been to a Stonehenge at Glastonbury?
There's more than one Stonehenge?
Problems. I don't know. I'm confused, Morris.
And people who come can now begin to understand what this incredible place is all about.
While one road past
I'm
going to
research
the
fuck out of this.
Over,
this is going to be my new life journey, to understand Stonehenge so I can school you on it.
A busy major road remains close by.
Oh, there's where Morris was driving.
Too expensive to divert or tunnel underground. From now on, access to the site will be via a shuttle service only from the museum.
Merlin turned rocks into rock men, and then he asked them all to form a circle and hold hands. They died because they were so afraid of people thinking they're gay. Homophobic rocks.
In spite of recent archaeological progress, retained
oh my
their
God.
Aura of mystery.
Alien gay people.
Many Stonehenge, yep.
Archaeology and with new scientific techniques, we'll get closer and closer to understanding the history of Stonehenge and how it changed.
Yeah, man.
Possibly
it changed because they had to refix it. Look at this. Look at this. See the top one?
Yeah.
Falling over.
See it, man.
Falling over. The bottom one's now what it looks like, bro.
It will always keep some secrets, and there will always be some
1800s, man, before restoration. What is the site? I really need to know. It's going to be Infowars.com.
Here, I'll pull it up right here, man. This is from this image right here you showed me is from Pinterest.co.uk.
I know. I'm trying to get to the historical.
Look at that, man.
Non-fiction. It's a Tumblr. That's all I get. All
right, I mean, I've already talked about You know, I've already talked about burning down moons. I'll just ask, okay? How do we know, seriously, that back in the day, you know, when they built Stonehenge, the ones, I don't really know what you call it, okay? How do we know they didn't have cranes?
They would have, they drawn it somewhere? We would have found artifacts of a crane levy technology.
Would we have?
Like a, like a, like a...
Like, if Stonehenge, which is a giant rock ring, looks like garbage 800 years later, you're telling me one crane is going to survive? Look, I'm not saying it had combustion engines and all that, but how do we know they didn't have... Hey, what do you, what, are you staring at chat?
Yeah, I'm confused. What has some truth, the frog gay thing?
Dude, yeah. Gay frogs, man.
Dude, Alex Jones, what's he talking about, bro? He doesn't know who he is as a person. He thinks he's Bill Hicks, a dead comedian.
Wait, but... Chuck, are you saying you don't agree with...
No, Alex is a fantastic human being. One of my best friends, actually. We we Skype all the time.
We Skype.
But he's always right, man.
He's always right.
He doesn't know, like, what's going on in his own brain, but he knows everything, exactly what's happening in the world.
Yeah.
With the hidden order and the... The new world order and
oh, there's a new order and a hidden order.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Both.
Lots
one,
of orders.
One of them is the first order.
Yeah, I'm just saying. But look at all these. Like, look at this. Like, this is back in what, the 40s? Okay. Like this crane right here looks pretty rudimentary. All right, this one right here don't look that great. Like, how come we can't have even less technology cranes? Like, look at this one right here. Like that. I mean, this got some steel, but you telling me you couldn't make a wooden crane like that that has pulleys and stuff? You know.
Maybe, but there would be, like, evidence of it somewhere.
I don't know if there would be, man.
In the ground.
I'm saying, man. There was some chemical that made the frogs change their sex or something.
Yeah.
Only
they're
one type of
turning the freaking frogs gay!
I mean, I guess I don't have a problem with frogs turning gay. Like, should we really be up in arms about frogs turning gay?
Well, if it turns frog gays, it could turn us gay.
Again, who cares? Does that matter?
For men who are scared of homos.
But you wouldn't be scared of homos if you're gay.
It would be like a changing process, though. Like,
would it?
Yeah, there would be like a
like you'd wake up. It's like the scene
like,
in the.
I hate myself. What's happening?
It's like the scene in the Santa Claus. You wake up and you have 50 more pounds. You shave your beard and it grows right back. It's like that, but with gayness.
Yeah. You'd
okay.
Be like having a dude suck your dick and then be like, "No, get off!" And then he's there again. Why do you always come back?
I don't know how to move on from that. Why do you always come back?
Why are you still here? Why do you keep doing this? I don't want it. I've turned you away. He's there again!
All right, well...
You go into work. Guys, I'm sorry. I can't help it. I thought he was done.
All right. Well.
Oh shit.
So yeah, Stonehenge is weird, huh?
Yeah,
it's pretty strange. Can't believe all that stuff. But,
why do those pictures exist, bro?
Well,
why do
they have cameras?
Exist.
That's what I would guess.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying that it's not aliens that kept it there this whole time. Like people had to fix it because the aliens didn't do their job properly.
Dude, this guy, going back to the Ancient Aliens, dude, like, he's done 116 episodes.
Wow.
He's a producer of the show. It's done 116 episodes. He also directed the annual San Francisco Pro Grand Prix from 2001 to 2005. He's also a bodybuilding promoter and a volunteer for sanctioned bodybuilding contests.
Including Mr. Olympia. Wow.
Prometheus Entertainment, of course, it's called Prometheus Entertainment.
Oh, yeah, man.
They do an excellent job of vetting all the experts and guests appear on the show. He even has his own subreddit.
Wow.
Dude, what? Dude, let's look at his Twitter, man.
Statue of Liberty, bro.
What is this?
In search of aliens,
In search
man.
Of aliens, man. Look at this.
God, he is all about them aliens.
telling his pinned tweet. Telling a Greek not to talk about politics is like telling a human not to breathe. It's a non-starter, and there's more to me than aliens.
apparently not, due to your fucking Twitter header.
Oh my god, dude.
Is he saying that fucking aliens built the Statue of Liberty or something? French aliens?
He retweeted Lost in Space. Dude, this is so Alien Con. Dude, we've got to go to an Alien Con.
I'm sure there's one here. He's looking in the wrong place.
Dude, this is just so weird. Look at this guy.
Morris, where does he look for aliens?
Look at this guy.
Oh, shit.
I don't know. He kind of looks like...
Steve Irwin?
No. You know the...
Looks like Charlie Day. If you were to,
he looks a little bit like Charlie, and then the guy from God, what movie is that? The only movie I could think of is that stupid Harriet the Spy movie. Did you ever see that movie, Harriet the Spy?
No, but Hive's coming up with like a fucking movie idea here.
Big corporations wanted to cut costs, only provide for the small people, so they killed them.
The
Statue of Liberty is trapped in the body of the old giants that walked the earth, but big corporations wanted to cut costs, provide only for the smaller people, so they killed dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Let's steal that.
Right?
We need to go to an Alien Con live stream.
1,000 times better than Sahara Money Drop.
All right. 1,000 times?
1,000
times. It's equal, if not a little worse, than Sahara Money Drop.
So much better.
Dude, does his movie have Matthew McConaughey in it?
It could.
Does his movie have Vin Diesel in it? Mine doesn't. Does his movie have Kevin Johnson?
No, and that's what's going to make it so much fucking better. Take that dumb gorilla out of everything. I'm done seeing it.
Let's add the gorilla from Rampage into Sahara Money Drop.
You already have him with the fucking rock.
Yeah, I know. It makes sense. George the gorilla would come with him.
No.
Yeah, man.
No.
Yeah, man.
I don't want no gorillas in any of the movies that we're going to future make.
What about Hive's movie idea? What if the old giants are more gorilla looking?
No, because then that's King Kong.
That's a good point.
We have to be like...
But Rampage gorilla is white.
Attack on Titan, man.
I just realized that they made the gorilla in Rampage white so people wouldn't think he was King Kong.
I think, yeah, that would be the only...
That's the only reason they did
that. Isn't he white in the video game?
No, I think he's brown.
Is he? It's probably a racist thing, too.
No, I think it's because we're all idiots and we can't... okay, I gotta look at that. Harriet the Spy Snowplow Driver.
What?
Because I don't remember his name, so I gotta look him up. This guy right here. What's his name? You can't read that.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck.
This is Snow Day. I might be thinking of Snow Day. All right, hold on. Snow Day. Those movies are all the same, though. Yeah, this guy.
Captain Hook.
That dude right there.
Captain Hook.
He kind of looks like the aliens, dude.
Wait, no, not Captain Hook. He's in the Muppets.
Do this. Where's this at? There, right there. See? Same type of head. Can't really see his hat there, though. What's this guy's name?
That's a fucking... That's a fucking stretch, bro.
No, if he doesn't wear his hat, it's exactly the same, dude. I just don't know his name. I'm really risking it right now, just showing Google Images live on the stream. Like, I'm just getting a lot of pictures of snowplow drivers. Yeah, That's all I'm getting, dude. All right, well, here's what I'm going to do. Snow Day, IMDb.
Yeah, he's the dude. In the Muppets Pirate Show.
Chris Elliott is his name.
Yeah, that guy.
Okay, that's a bad photo of him. Chris Elliott, look at this, all right. See, look at this dude's face right here, and then this dude's face. You telling me they don't look the same?
He looks like a younger version of him, yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
Yeah. See, I know my obscure actors from 1990s Disney television,
dude. You pulled that out of nowhere. That probably should not have been pulled out of. Because who the fuck gets that?
Did you watch old Nickelodeon videos when you were younger?
Yeah, I watched Snow Day.
Because those videos were orange. The VHS tapes, you remember that? The videotape themselves was orange, and I thought that was the coolest thing I'd ever seen in my life, dude. Like an orange VHS, man. Yeah.
Yeah, that was super cool.
Can't have cool stuff like that no more, because everything's on a disc, man.
Yeah, man, they're blue now, though.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the cases are different color. That's kind of cool, you know?
Yeah, but they're blue.
I mean, or green. You know, the Xbox ones are green, well, green cases.
That's not a movie now, is it?
Well... No, I guess not.
Bam.
You got me. Well, the HD Blu-rays are black.
The what?
The 4K Ultra HD Blu-ray case is black.
Oh, God. There's something newer than Blu-ray? Than
yeah, they have 4K Blu-rays, man.
Jesus Christ.
You should watch one. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Chat actually told me, I think it was actually, might have been Morris, the man himself, Morris Minor, who told me that the Xbox I bought for my son for Christmas plays 4K Blu-rays.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
And so I hooked it up to the TV out there because I had a 4K TV out there, and 4K, oh my God.
Oh my God.
It's like, it's like watching a whole other thing, man. I watched Thor Ragnarok Ultra HD.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
I hate you.
I could see through Thor's shirt even when he had it on. That's how high quality it was. You should watch it sometime, man. It's amazing.
Yeah, I'll watch
I remember that. My first time I watched the Blu-ray, Eagle Eye was the movie. Dude, first time I watched it, it's the same. It's honestly equivalent. Like, going from DVD to Blu-ray is the same as going from Blu-ray to a 4K Blu-ray.
Yeah.
It's actually sure. nuts how good it
but
looks.
But Eagle Eye, man.
Dude, Eagle Eye is a movie. Classic, man. Michelle Monaghan like and Shia LaBeouf,
Shia
man.
LaBeouf.
That's a good movie.
Yeah.
Because remember, didn't that movie end with Shia LaBeouf having like a twin or a brother or something in the military who had clearance? And so that's why they were tracking Shia down because his brother died. But Shia, since he was the twin, he shared like the retina scan or some passcode or
sounds
something.
Like Avatar.
That he could get into it.
That sounds like Avatar.
I think that's the plot of Eagle Eye.
I think that's the beginning.
I don't remember why
Avatar.
The girl is there, but.
Pretty sure that's.
That's how
beginning.
Avatar starts?
Yeah.
Jake Sully?
Jake Sully is in a fucking wheelchair, bro. His brother was a military guy who they retrofitted.
Oh, that's right. That's why he could get in the Avatar.
Yeah,
that's right, man. I remember that.
They didn't expect him to go all anti-human and join the race of
That's right, dude. Did you see that James Cameron said he's tired of the watering down of movies that the Marvel Universe has created?
Yeah.
And then, like, the next day, he picked the times, like, the dates on the calendar for Avatar 2, 3, 4, and 5.
It's a little hypocritical.
Like, does he think his Avatar movies are just going to be...
You think it's going to be the gift to mankind?
Yeah!
Yeah. No, I'm pumped.
Are you?
Yeah. Cinema's dead until those come out.
You're not pumped. You're lying. You're not being truthful with me.
No, fuck that.
I just don't understand that, man.
Dude, he's high up on his own ass. He's been down to the Mariana Trench.
Well, that's great, but that has nothing to do with making movies.
By some, like, weird squid creature.
And he got hit in the head by a big tentacle.
Yeah, came back and been like, I am God. An old, ancient, alien fucking squid transferred. Uh-huh. It's like God.
How did they? That's how they lifted those mentality. Stones underneath down there on the bottom of the ocean,
yeah,
man.
Big old squid. They could suction cup it.
I didn't even make it through the first Avatar. I mean, he didn't really miss anything.
No. It was pretty much a basic plot. What was it? There was a movie that they compared it to that was a really
Pocahontas or something? Was it Pocahontas? I think it was Pocahontas. I think it's the plot of Pocahontas.
No.
Dude shows up. Jake Sully is John Smith. He shows up to go win the trust of the natives so they could get their resources. Okay, Pocahontas is Zoe Saldana.
Running with Wolves.
I don't know. Running with Wolves is probably similar as well. It's the same type of plot. White man integrates with the native people, sides with the native people, fights against his own people. Like, Last Samurai has that story. Last of the Mohicans has that story. There's like 100 movies like that, man, yeah. And all of them are better than Avatar. I slightly enjoyed Avatar, but when you think about it, Jake Sully is a traitor to his own kind. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
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 He is. I mean, the problem is...
The beast.
Is I just can't imagine there's a dude out there who would really rather just tear down the planet than just, you know, have negotiations, you know? Yeah. Like, why has he got to exterminate a race in order to get unobtainium? Why can't he just go on the other side of the planet and dig a big hole and just grab it when they're not looking, you know? I mean...
One's a little harder to do.
Yeah, but one doesn't exterminate a race and cause a whole PR campaign.
Give a shit.
I think he would rather that than have Jake Sully start an uprising and him get killed or whatever at the end of the movie. Does he die at the end of that movie?
Who?
Giovanni Ribisi?
Who's
the bad guy. Got the slick back hair, ran the corporation.
I feel like we've asked
I don't think
this
he died.
Before. No. No.
He lived, right?
Yeah, he got sent off planet.
Dude,
now, as for General Man with the scars on his face, I don't know if he died or not.
He definitely died.
He definitely died.
Yeah, I think he got exploded in his mech, right? Like, he was in there, burned alive and exploded and died, right? Pretty sure he died.
I don't know.
Pretty sure. When you break it down, there are no original stories. I disagree, Morris. We just came up with two today. One, Giants and Statue of Liberty, and two, Money Falling into the Sahara Desert, with Matthew McConaughey leading the charge.
That one's already been thought of.
I mean, we didn't think of that today, too, but it's an original story. Name one movie like it, man. You can't.
I can't because it's so dumb. No one would ever think that that's even a story.
Dude, it's such a good movie, and you're just hating on it because you're jealous you didn't come up with my idea.
Money would rain down, and people would pick it up.
Here's how it works.
End of movie.
Okay? Matthew McConaughey owns a corporation. He's dying of cancer. All right? And he's going to drop money from a rocket in space down onto the Sahara Desert. Okay, and whoever goes, you can go and just click, pick up the money and leave, and live your life rich. But there's also a key to his corporation. Whoever gets it gets to run. I stole that from Ready Player One. I think it's a great idea. Mm-hmm. You get the key, and then you get to be the next Matthew McConaughey. Mm-hmm. And there's two people. One's Kevin Hart, who just wants the money. And one's Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who wants the corporation. Mm-hmm. All right, and they beat up together, and hijinks ensue, and somehow Kevin Hart gets roped into helping The Rock.
So is it a comedy?
They need each other, man. It's a buddy comedy, but it has a heart, because that's how all good comedies work. It's a buddy comedy with a heart. No, Morris, we're dropping it from the low atmosphere. It's a small rocket. It doesn't go all the way up. It's like, I'm going to drop it down. Just enough to rain across the entire Sahara. I think there was another bad guy in it, too. Woody Harrelson's in it, too, for some reason. I don't remember what he is.
He like, wanted to reunite.
I think he's the rival that, like, he's trying to get the corporation, and he'll kill to get it, you know, Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Kevin Hart. You know, maybe Kevin Hart gets kidnapped. It'd be good. It's a good twist in there.
This is the dumbest movie ever.
If you make that blow it up Titan thing in a movie, that'd be original. No, can't do that because it would require too much scientific research.
Yeah.
See, Sahara money drop, sand, it's hot, movie's written, all the science is done. All right. Easy. We all know that Kevin Hart and The Rock just improvise their own lines on set. They talk about it all the time. We don't even need to write a script.
No, just let him go.
Yeah, just get McConaughey up there. He's like, that's a lot of money. I'm dying of cancer. Let's drop it on the desert. And then that's the opening of the things. Directed by Colby Newman. Written by Seth Neiman and Colby Newman. Produced by Colby Newman and Seth Neiman. I'm just going to make sure your name is ever there.
I don't put my name first.
I want to make sure that if it goes bad, I can blame you.
No, I'll buy this movie for $1.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's a great movie.
We would fail at Cannes Film Festival.
What?
Yeah.
Nah, because Netflix is gonna pick us up. We won't even go to Cannes, dude.
Yeah. Fuck Cannes.
Yeah.
We don't need Cannes.
We know. We're gonna go to Sundance, man.
Throw snowballs and shit.
That's how you do it. You wear your beanies, Cameron, and
then he'll hook up with us,
dude. Like, James Cameron might like Sahara Money Drop.
We need to film something new. Been thinking about this movie called Aquaman.
Oh, yeah? That's already coming out. It stars the Stallion or whatever his name is. Jason Momoa.
Khal Drogo.
Yeah, Khal Drogo. He was the Stallion, right? Isn't that what they called him in the show? Yeah. Game of Thrones?
Stallion, yeah.
It's like the Stallion that birthed the world or something like that?
Mounted the world.
Mounted the world, yeah, because it can't be not sexual in
right,
Game of Thrones.
No, he mounted that.
He mounted the world against its will.
I'm making Britt watch that now.
Oh, yeah? How's that going?
Two episodes in, and she was like, nope.
Really?
They killed the dogs, and she was like, "Nope,
dude." When they chopped that horse's head off in like episode 4 or 5, that's when I was like, "This show might be a little over the top for me." But then I just kept going.
Just powered through it.
Just powered through it. Now nothing bothers me anymore. Speaking of Sunday, has anyone ever seen Nirvana, the band, the show? No,
I have not.
Oh, Taylor says that was definitely the baby, not the call that mounted the world. So
that's right.
Yeah, good job, Colby.
It was her baby.
Good job.
That's supposed to do that.
They announced that the Witcher series is going to be 8 episodes. It's going to be filmed in Eastern Europe, and it's going to premiere in 2020.
That is too far.
Isn't that a long time?
That's a fucking long time.
It's a long time, man.
They're going to come out with another game before then.
No, there's no more Witcher games.
There's no more Witcher games?
No, it's done.
Why?
Because they wrapped up Geralt's storyline. He's done.
Money.
Well, they're going to make another game, which is not Witcher. They're making Cyberpunk 2020.
Ooh.
Yeah,
that sounds fun,
dude. It's gonna be sweet, dude. You saw Nirvana live, Morris? That's awesome. 1999. All right. We would say Reading, but I'm guessing in the UK it's not Reading. It's probably Reading. Yeah. Reading. Reading Festival.
Yeah.
But now we might be overthinking it. It's probably just Reading,
it's
right?
It's the Reading Festival.
But that's odd. 1991, man. I was 4 years old, Morris. Morris wasn't... He was a teenager.
Yeah.
Morris ain't that much
money. I wasn't born.
Put money, you put Witcher on anything, it'll make money. Yeah.
Reading.
Yeah. Dude, I think the Witcher series is going
to
be good.
I know people that went to that concert more recently than Nirvana. But.
You know people... Oh, you know bands that went. I thought you meant you had friends who traveled to England.
Yeah,
no you because you don't.
I got rich friends.
No, you don't.
I've been hiding them from
you. You are literally 30 times more wealthy than any of your friends.
No.
Yes, and you're not wealthy.
No.
At all. You have no money.
No
and you
both.
Still have more money than all of
no
your friends.
No to both.
Probably put together.
Yeah.
Yeah, who has more money than you?
Penelope.
He drives for Uber Eats,
well,
man.
Man, they're paying pretty well.
No,
there.
They give us $3 a trip.
I'm kidding. Yeah. No,
yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
I do have enough money, though. I was thinking about buying a new TV.
Yeah, you probably should.
Yeah. Like
yeah.
A 4K one.
Yeah.
One, I need one in my bedroom because I'm sick and tired of sitting on my
dude, a TV
couch.
In the bedroom is one of the best things ever. Here, let's make a deal. How about this, man? Mm-hmm. You buy a new 4K TV.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put it in my bedroom and I'll give you my old TV in the bedroom that you can have gratis.
Why the fuck would I do that?
Because you like me as a friend.
No,
and a person.
I'm stabbing you before that happens.
I mean, honestly, if it's a Sony 4K, I'll let you stab me if I can keep it.
No.
You thought it. I saw you think about it, though.
I mean, a little bit. You'd keep it and then die, and then I'd take it back.
No, it's not murder. It's just a little stab. Like, right, like here.
No.
You know, in the leg.
It's going in your gut.
Like here?
Yeah.
Above the intestines?
No, like right where the death happens, man. That's where you're getting stabbed.
Okay, I'll pass then, man.
Where the death happens.
I'll pass then, man. No. But, yeah. What kind of why is the like 4K for the living room and then you move the old one your Vizio right into the bedroom.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I was thinking that or to get a really cheap projector for my bedroom.
Okay.
Since I got blank walls.
What are you going to? He's going to take your heart out, eat it, and gain my power.
Oh, man, if that was possible, I would already.
Joke's on you, man. Your power will be depleted by eating my heart.
No.
You'll be like, my son! It'll be like the end of The Mummy when those chariots come down the stairs and take
Why
the guy's soul.
Why is he still sucking my dick? Get off of me!
What media are you going to play on your TV? Because, like, that kind of goes back to me talking about, like, my Xbox being out there. Because I have a 4K TV. There's not really any 4K content, you know, to watch.
Yeah.
So what are you going to... Like, are you going to have something? Or are you just going to watch streaming HBO Go still on your 4K TV?
Yeah, probably.
Man. Okay.
Well, see, that's my whole point, is I don't have 4K stuff.
Right.
So why?
But you could go get like a PS4 or something and have it.
I have a PS4.
The Pro. You gotta have a Pro though for 4K.
Pro?
Yeah, you gotta have a PS4 Pro.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, man. Or you can get an Xbox One S or X.
I'm gonna burn them.
There's a lot of stuff. You could probably do like Chat would want you to do and just build
it's
a PC.
It's just too much of
build a PC, man. What? Then 4K is not even your potential.
What?
4K is not even your final form. You can do 8K, dude.
Nah, that makes no sense. I'm gonna get a fucking Roku stick. And plug it into a damn projector and then done.
Dude, Chromecast is the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
Like, it really is. Mm-hmm. Like, you're still 100% on Macs, aren't you?
Yeah.
Like, the ability to do this with, like, look at this, dude. If I go here, all right, like, I'm looking at this photo of forehead here. I could literally right click on, it's not on here, but hold on. It will be. Give me a second. It's on my other profile because it's the Seth and Coley profile.
Oh, yeah, I got you. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Gotta find it, right?
I gotta find it,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, this is entertaining.
Hey, man, you could entertain while I do this, you know?
This is super fun. I'm trying to by making fun of you for being really slow at finding this shit.
Hey, I gotta read, man!
I gotta read things.
Reading is hard!
Yeah. No, Britt has Chrome on
her TV. I don't know
her
where
TV.
It's at, man.
And yeah, she just uses her phone to control everything. I think that's super smart.
Yeah, it's like AirPlay.
Right, but on anything, really. Right, AirPlay's a piece of shit.
Well, here's what we can do. This is the smart way to do it. Watch this, okay? Video preview. Okay, it's gonna pull up our show.
Yeah.
Like here it is, right here, Chromecast.
Yeah.
See that?
Mm-hmm.
You literally click this,
yeah.
and it'll pop up like my TV here.
Right.
See my TV? And I can just click it and it'll just stream it to my TV.
Yeah.
And then I can close this out.
Yeah.
It's not like AirPlay where whatever's on your phone gets streamed to the TV. So if you're like watching Netflix and you AirPlay it and then you leave the Netflix app, oh, now all of a sudden it's streaming Twitter to your phone.
Yeah.
Dude, Apple is the worst, man.
Apple is the worst. Dude, I bought The Last Jedi on iTunes.
Yeah.
Like a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Like a fucking idiot. Because
you hate that movie, so.
I wanted to watch it again, and it's Star Wars, so I'm going to own all the fucking Star Wars, but I shouldn't have bought it on iTunes. I should have bought it in the fucking DVD.
Okay.
Blu-ray.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. That way, in 20 years, when you realize that all of that was a waste of your life, and you take it to CD Trade Post to get some money for it.
No.
You have the physical version of it.
No.
Yeah.
Not worth it.
It's worth it, man.
I'm going to collectibles, bro.
Okay, all right.
Anyway, so I bought it, not a collectible, on a fucking imaginary server somewhere that
I don't know. I figured that would be your next phrase. Like, you're into collectibles, but then you bought it on collectibles.
Oh, yeah. Right. So, I tried to stream it.
Uh-huh.
Off Apple servers. Me, my internet connection, running 20 megabits per second.
Right.
Way enough to stream a fucking HD...
Should be, yeah.
...video.
Yeah.
Way enough.
Of course, it's spread out across all your devices, though.
I turned all my devices off because it lagged like a fucking motherfucker. Literally, the only thing that's connected to the internet is that fucking thing.
Okay.
My security camera.
What about your phone?
Turned it off.
Turned off your phone? You were going to sit there phoneless and watch The Last Jedi?
Wi-Fi. Yeah.
Wow, dude. Wow. Okay. Yeah. And it still didn't work.
Oh, no. It took an hour and a half. It said, wait, it will be ready to stream in an hour and a half.
And well, like, and also, if you had the Blu-ray, it's actually higher quality.
That, too.
Yeah.
So what I had to do, so it wouldn't stream.
You can't return those, can you? Like,
no.
There's no, like, 30-day or, like, a 24-hour, like, I regret this button.
Nope.
That sucks, dude.
Yeah,
that's really because cool. I guess you could watch it and then give it back.
Yep. Yep.
Dude, that's messed up, man.
Instead of streaming it, which would take an hour and a half for it to load, probably.
Right, which is pretty much the length of the movie.
I went to iTunes on my computer.
Okay.
To download it.
Okay.
Hard onto my hard drive
rather
than just streaming it, because I tried to
stream
it on my laptop.
And then you would stream it as it's downloading.
Didn't work.
Right.
No. I waited until it was done. It took 18 minutes to download the whole fucking film, and I just watched it without interruptions.
You know, that might be your router.
No.
What kind of router are you using?
It's an AT&T thing.
It might be your router.
Why?
Because your router is simultaneously downloading it and then streaming it to your TV. It may not have the signal bandwidth to handle both.
If it's that, I'm going to...
It may be that. I mean, I'm not saying for sure. There's pretty much no way to know without doing tests, but...
I'm gonna take your heart out and eat it.
What? Because I'm telling you helpful truths?
Yeah.
Go buy a $300 Nighthawk router like I got, man. It'll change your life.
No. Well, how about I plug the fucking Apple TV directly in via Ethernet? That's not streaming anything.
That might work.
It's still using the Wi-Fi network because there's no Ethernet
to download.
Option in the settings.
Well, I'm guessing your AT&T router is also your modem. Like, it's an all-in-one.
Yeah.
Yeah, those things suck, dude. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went and bought a brand new modem off Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
DOCSIS 3. Super good. All right, it's 3.1, actually. Get on my level. Then I have my $300 stupid router, and then that's hardwired. I run a wire all the way across my house, and I have an Ethernet switch right here that splits it between. That's the only way I can get bandwidth out that doesn't make me drop frames. And even then, I still drop frames, although today we're doing great. Internet's been great for, like, the past 3 weeks, dude.
It's not cold anymore.
I don't know, or maybe I think Cox just may have finally got it together.
Maybe.
I think that might be it.
It's possible.
And I think, actually, I'm knocking on every surface I can.
Oh, yeah.
I think that I might actually benefit from my problems back in the day, because people were telling me that it also has to do with their upgrading the lines to support the new DOCSIS 3.1.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a lot of like flimsiness in the lines and stuff during that time. And so they put a booster on my account. So I actually got speeds. So I would get the speeds I was paying for, even if the lines technically shouldn't give me those speeds because of they're spreading it evenly.
Mm.
You know if that makes sense?
Sure.
So, like, if they're spreading it to the entire apartment building, they've got 100 megabits or gigabits to split. Everyone gets the same that they're paying for. And so they gave me a booster, so I get max speeds no matter what. And now I think that everything's fixed. I get above my max speed.
Fuck you, man.
It's fantastic.
I'm stuck with AT&T
over
here.
You could get Cox if you wanted to.
Mm, don't think so.
You would just have to call someone.
Yeah.
Everyone here is on AT&T. Look at this, dude. If I click on Wi-Fi right here, right here. Like, if I go to my thing, look at this. Look at all these. AT&T, AT&T. Where's my regular Wi-Fi? The Traveler, dude. Two guys, one girl. 2.4, you see that? Two wire, AT&T, 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 AT&T. So many AT&Ts, dude.
That's stupid.
So many of them. Because everybody's here is on AT&T, too, but you can call Cox and you can get better internet.
Yeah.
I mean, you just don't really need it.
You pay for it, though.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you do.
Yeah.
I mean, how much do you pay for internet right now?
$40.
Oh, yeah, Cox is more expensive.
Yeah.
But it also works. So
it works most of the time.
Yeah.
I just I can't use fucking Apple.
I'm stuck with Windstream, and if more than two things get on the internet, it just has a stroke. Windstream? Dude, that sounds like an RV company, not an internet company.
I got in my Windstream, went down to the pond the other day, caught me two large sea bass.
Windstream? I've never heard of Windstream, dude. You know, if your title says fast, reliable internet, it's probably a lie, right? Look at this gradient. Also, if your ISP uses an orange gradient on their homepage, probably might.
It's not a very, very good looking website.
Wow, dude, this looks like it has three people that work there.
Yeah,
and they just made this, dude. One of the largest providers of telecommunications in rural communities in the United States. Sucks, man. My parents are on something like that. They're on something called Pixius, which is a rural internet, and it's just garbage.
Dude, I could not live.
So bad.
I could not live.
Well, you could, because you put up with your AT&T, which I couldn't live with.
It works all the time, unless I'm streaming from my Apple TV.
Then I think it's... Well, my Apple TV doesn't work either. We've been thinking about just getting rid of that thing.
Yeah,
it's
no,
terrible.
I am too. I'm thinking about getting a Chrome stick and...
Well, Britt has an iPhone, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she can Chromecast pretty much everything you could AirPlay to the Chrome stick?
Yeah.
I'm just going to get a Chrome stick to chat. Because, I mean, it's just so easy.
Because, yeah, she just has the Hulu app, Netflix app, HBO app.
Can you stream off Safari?
I would assume so, yeah.
Okay, because I have a site that plays movies and stuff,
mm-hmm.
totally legally, and I cast from it, or AirPlay it all the time, mm-hmm. and it, like, works half the time.
I would assume if you can AirPlay it, you can Chrome it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should get one of those then, man.
They're pretty cheap, too, I think.
Yeah, they're like $15.
Yeah, that's not a lot.
Because that Apple TV is just garbage.
It's
dude.
Shit.
It's horrible.
It is shit.
And it costs, what, $200 when it came out?
Yeah.
Dude, Apple's the worst. We got to burn down Apple.
Yeah,
dude.
Man. I've been saying I need to go and shit on that thing.
Where am I? Where I am? Oh, God. Excuse me. Where I am, no other providers want to provide internet, so I'm just dying here. Yeah, that's where my parents are. They're far enough out of the city that none of the big ISPs want to provide coverage.
Yeah, fuck that.
So they just, everyone uses like these rural DSLs, man.
Move it's away
horrible,
from
dude.
That
it's horrible.
Place.
Well, my parents, I think, because they live kind of on their road is small, but the community is growing, so they keep adding onto the road and adding houses. Mm-hmm. Like, when they first moved there was like 5 houses there, now there's like 15.
Yeah.
And so they've gotten big enough that Cox has called them and been like, hey, we can give you internet, but you have to pay for us to lay the lines out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like $15,000 that they would have to pay the Cox. But it's supposed to be like a community fee. Like, the idea is every house contributes $1,000, and then Cox comes out and lays lines, and then everyone can get that service. But I don't know. What I don't understand is how AT&T works, because it's still satellite, right? Like, it's DSL, what you get, right? Do you know?
I have no idea.
I think it's DSL, and so I don't understand why you can't have DSL out in the boonies from AT&T if it's a satellite. Like, SiriusXM works everywhere. Why can't AT&T
no,
DSL work everywhere?
It's hard-lined in.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, then why is it so slow, man?
Because it's shit. Because aren't they international?
There you go, man. AT&T?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Verizon and Cox isn't.
What do you mean? Verizon's international?
No.
Verizon's everywhere, dude.
No.
Yeah.
You can't take your Verizon phone out to fucking places. Then again, I might be living back in 2004.
I think you can go anywhere in the world and your phone will work. Except maybe China.
You have to pay more for it. But
well, yeah, they can do world coverage or whatever, mm-hmm. but yeah, I think technically it works.
I think they just
you're
piggyback.
Just bad on the inside,
no,
I see you.
I think they piggyback off of the fucking other, well, I don't know.
I don't know, dude. They got like O2 in England.
About this
they
shit
got Virgin Mobile over there. They got... Right. Lots of those providers.
I thought AT&T and T-Mobile were the two that were that you
T-Mobile's
could take it
German.
Anywhere
well, that's because it's a That's because HD is there's some term for it. I used to know, but now I'm not techie anymore. But like, yeah, it's like a roaming coverage. Yeah. T-Mobile has that. Sprint and Verizon do another one.
Right.
But there's still other people in other countries.
They have to pay, AT&T or whatever the phone
what was
company
that?
Is.
What? What?
Out there.
Yeah. You dying? You okay? You okay, man?
I don't know.
You know, we never even played the intro to the show.
No, we didn't.
Hey, guys, it's Seneca Colby Show.
How far are we in?
We are, well, let's look.
An hour and 20?
We're an hour and 20 minutes in, yeah.
Should we play the intro?
No.
I know.
I think at this point, why play it?
What? Well, we can't skip the intro, man.
Why not?
I worked really hard on it. I'm kidding.
I mean, I feel like...
skip that shit.
I feel like we don't need the intro. You guys know who we are. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm Seth, he's Colby, we do a show, and you're watching it.
Yep.
So.
Easy enough.
Yeah. You hear anything from Britt over there?
No, I don't think so.
That's probably a good sign, right? Our two significant others are having drinks together right now.
Yeah, I know.
While we do our show.
I got nothing.
Which is both cool and horrifying.
Yeah. I'm okay with it.
I am too. Just, do you feel like they talk about us, or do you think they talk about girl stuff?
Girl stuff and us, probably. Not,
right, but what do you think stuff. The mix is?
Like a 30-70 split. Probably.
You think 30% us, 70% girl stuff? 30% is too much. I would like to get that down to like a 5%.
Oh, yeah. I would love it if they just didn't talk about it at all. But, I mean, we can't control that.
No, we can't. And I feel like if we asked them not to talk about
they
us...
They would just do it more.
They would talk about us more.
Man, can you guys talk about us like all the time, please? Like,
we should ask them to talk about us and they never would?
I really want you to talk
that
about
us. That might work, dude. We're stupid. That will not work.
No.
They will see right through
They'll
that.
See right
I was
there.
Just curious as where they went. But
yeah, I don't know.
All right, let me look at my prep today, man.
I don't know.
Can I tell you about how old I am?
Sure.
Okay. So I went to the bank on Friday because I had to deposit some cash.
Okay.
And inside the bank, they were playing a song that I play on stream all the time. Okay?
Yeah.
It's a song. I'm honestly not even that into this song. It's just okay with me. But, you know, it's fun to hear when I'm like playing Overwatch or stuff. I'm playing it for you real quick. Let me look
sure.
for it. Look for it here. There's a lot of songs in this playlist, guys. Give me a second.
Way too many fucking songs.
Well, dude, I stream 6 hours a day, and I like to not hear the same songs over and over again, so I try to add as many in here as possible.
Yeah, you just hear them all the next day when you stream. It's like radio.
It's literally the exact truth. Okay, so this song right here. All right, this is The Strokes. Okay, it's Undercover Dark. It's an okay song, all right? Like, it's not great by any... stretch of the imagination. Be like, you know, when I'm just blowing people up in Overwatch, it's good, okay? When I was in the bank, they were playing this song.
Mm-hmm.
In the bank. Does this really feel
like a bank song?
Like a bank song to you?
No.
So what does that mean? Does that mean that it's the hippest bank in the history of banks? Or does it mean that we both don't? Like, this music now is so old fogey-ish that it's now acceptable to be bank music.
I think it's trying to be a hip-ass bank.
You think that's what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was really worried, like, coming out of that bank. That I'm
I don't
like,
know any bank
I listen,
that plays music
I'm listening
other than,
to
like,
bank music.
Elevator music or something.
Well, that's what I thought, man. But they were playing The Strokes. And I'm like, am I so out of touch and lame now that I make my stream listen to bank music all day long?
They play music in your banks?
Let me guess. Meritrust? No, but it is a credit union. But it's not Meritrust. I don't bank at Meritrust because I don't work at Spirit Aerosystems.
Oh, my God.
It sounds like someone is robbing the bank and they played it on the speakers. They're just trying to be serious. I don't know, dude. Chat does seem to say that, like, it's weird. Okay. Because I was really worried that I was, like, so out of touch. That I was playing bank music for 7 hours on stream, and that people would come into my stream and like they wouldn't hit the follow button because it made them think like they were standing in line to make a deposit, you know?
No, my bank definitely does not play music.
Okay.
Because my bank is on the internet. But my actual physical bank here in town also does not play music. Wouldn't it be awesome if I opened my banking app and then just do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-
on Spotify was, yeah, man. It just like,
goes.
Yeah.
It's like, why is my Spotify just start up right now?
It just plays a bunch of songs that just have to do with money, yeah, you know?
Your bank is now playing motionless and white.
Dude, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if bank apps don't start harvesting your data like that.
Oh,
I'm sure it's coming, dude. Right. I'm sure it's coming.
I feel like every app's harvesting something.
Yeah, man. Nah, not the Twitter app. I believe in them.
No.
They're woke, man. They're
not
woke.
Not the Twitter app, huh?
They're woke, dude. But yeah, I was really worried that I made my stream listen to bank music all day. And
Well, obviously.
Well, I guess I kind of do
you
still.
Do now, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's just, I just couldn't it's believe that, man. It's like, who, what bank?
You should stop going to
I don't know. This bank always plays music. I don't go to the bank that often because most of my money is made digitally. Mm-hmm. Like, people, like, obviously Twitch pays me digitally. Like, I rarely have cash. The only time I go to the bank is when I spend too much money and I have to borrow money from Chris and then I have to go deposit into my bank account, but which is what I was doing that day. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. Maybe I need to stop by the bank every once in a while and just be like, what you playing in here?
What's the new hit music?
Yeah, man? And then I add it to my playlist and I play it on stream.
How you music discovery, man. If you're not gonna have Spotify,
that's
then
how we get it.
That's how you figure it
that's
out.
That's how we get it.
By going into a bank and listening to what music they're playing. A bank.
I don't know, man. Just I only use cash to buy weed. Okay,
I forgot that Morris is a pothead.
He just likes
smokes
weed,
pot.
Man. Yeah.
I don't like pothead. It's derogatory. He's not like, hey, man, what's happening? He's actually super smart.
Well, he's obviously killed brain cells because he watches this.
Well, yeah. But then he also knows that fucking methane needs oxygen.
Yeah, he knows way more than us.
Yeah.
Well, but I think we both have to agree that watching this show is way more damaging to your brain function than smoking weed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah.
Like, we spent 30 minutes on the show today talking about how to flick a lit cigarette through space onto a planet and watch it explode. And we're not high. And that sounds like something people would talk about when they're super
high.
Are we the most high? No, man.
Because we think about this shit.
We're the most woke, dude.
Woke.
We're the most woke. We're woke, man.
I don't ever want to be woke.
We're woke.
I don't want to be that.
We're woke, dude. W-O-K-E.
I want to be asleep.
So then how damaging is producing this show? Oh, it's damage is
oh, fictional. You
compounded.
Have shit to worry about, bro.
What, Fictional produces the show?
Yeah, man. He's like the CFO, CEO, COO.
He's not the producer. He doesn't create content for
That's
it.
That's something.
What?
It's
he's the show.
Part of production.
He's the show lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
He's the show accountant.
Okay, one, he produces the fact that we can lawfully do this show.
That's
he
lawyer,
produces
yeah.
Our financial records.
Okay.
So two times he's producing shit for this show.
I mean, but technically he doesn't produce any of those things, really.
No.
Yeah, that now it's in the quote book.
Bam.
Look what you did.
Yeah,
Fictional is the CFO, the CEO, the show lawyer, and the accountant is in the quote book now.
Yeah,
so perfect.
Well, it's accurate.
Perfect.
It's not, but it is because we've said it.
Well, you said it.
You've said it.
I did not say he was a CFO and the CEO.
You definitely said that shit.
Why would I make him the CEO of our program?
Way back when.
No, is this like when I said that I'll read whatever you put in the donation link?
I will stab you, man. You have said this. He'll remember.
He'll make it up that
no.
He remembers. He won't be truthful.
No,
if someone said, you remember when
true.
I called you the CEO? I'd be like, yes. Yes, sir, I do.
Now give me my money.
Now give me my money and my responsibilities as CEO. By the way, you're also fired. Get out of here. No taxi-backs.
No taxi-backs. Jesus Christ.
Dude, what is wrong with you, man? I will stab you, man. I can't believe that's not already in the quote book.
I will stab you, man.
Dude, do you think it's weird? Like, yesterday... So, Chris and I got engaged. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows this. Yesterday... if you were watching my stream, you actually saw it happen live. But Chris bought her wedding dress yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So now she's moved on from spending 6 hours a day looking at Pinterest for wedding dresses. And now she's moved on to spending 6 hours a day on Airbnb looking for places to honeymoon. And like, I was taking a shower yesterday after the stream because I stink. And she was like, it's so weird that I found my wedding dress. And I'm like, what do you mean? And she's like, it's just weird. Like, it's happening. And mm-hmm. then I realized that none of this is actually weird to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's good or bad. Is that good or bad, man?
That's probably...
Because I look at it like... Here's my arguments. Like, it's good
mm-hmm.
because that means I'm 100% ready.
Yeah.
I just want to get it over with so I can buy new glasses and I can see again. Like, really bad want vision insurance, man. Like, real bad. So I just want to get it over with.
I
All right.
Good, bro.
And so that I'm really ready for it. And then on the other hand, I feel like it's bad because I feel like normal humans should feel like it's weird. Which is obvious because Chris is one of those stinking normies, and she's like, oh, it's so strange that it's actually happening.
I don't think it's that it should feel weird. I feel like it should feel not like your main excitement for it is the fact you get new fucking glasses.
Well, you don't think that the fact that I should be able to see well, I shouldn't be excited about that?
You can't see well enough. Take the glasses off. How well do you see without those?
Dude, you want to know something really weird?
What?
Okay. So, if I wear my glasses and I squint, okay, I can't read words because I'm squinting.
Right.
If I take off the glasses and then I squint, I can read words. What is that, man?
How blind are you here?
Okay, first of all, no.
Oh,
before
shit.
You even put them on, look at the quality of the lenses. Just look at the quality of the lenses.
I mean, there's a little smudge.
A little smudge? That's like saying World War I was a little war.
Oh, God.
Yeah. You look good in my glasses, by the way.
These are terrible.
You look way better. But here, you want to feel something weird? Feel a...
Is there like a thing?
Put your hand right where my finger is.
Uh-huh.
You feel that indention in my head?
Yes. Yep.
The glasses have... My head is so big.
They're squeezing your head.
That I literally have a permanent, ramp for my glasses to be on.
Like, I could still read things. It just feels like I'm really drunk.
I can read chat because the text is really big. Yeah. I can see Windstream. If I squint, Windstream is one of the largest providers of... I mean, I could make that out if I needed
to. Oh, yeah. I could definitely read that without the glasses. With the glasses on, I cannot.
Yeah, I just think it's weird that when I squint with my glasses off, I can read.
Ugh.
But when I squint with my glasses on, I'm blind.
That is super strange.
It's weird, right?
You need a new prescription.
Yes, and I need vision insurance in order to get that. Yeah. Yes, and I need to get married in order to get vision insurance.
Gotcha.
Or I need to make like Ninja and grow like 1 million stream followers in the next year.
You gotta get that money.
I would prefer that, but not to the wedding. I would get married regardless, but I would prefer to get married and be filthy freaking rich like Ninja.
That would be nice.
That'd be really great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're blind, though, because that was terrible.
Yeah, and my lenses are just terrible, dude. There's like, I wish I could take a photo of the quality of my lenses. Like, it looks like a troll just sneezed on my lenses, and then it permanently acided onto the lenses.
Yeah.
And then my prescription is four years
they
old.
They look dirty, but I'm sure they're as clean as you could possibly get.
Yes, they are clean as could be. I clean them every time before I stream. I got my Nintendo Switch. Microfiber cloth, only the best for Seth. And then I've got my Foster Grant 2020 Vision cleaning spray.
Oh, shit. Get that fucking shit out of here. Ah!
Cleans like nothing else, man.
You burned me.
Man, that's how you do it. Dirty glasses gang, we in there. Yeah, man.
We in there.
So, I don't know. Those are my two reasons. I just thought it was weird that it's not weird, but I didn't know if it's actually weird. And you know me, and you'll tell me the truth. Like, should I feel...
You should feel
something?
Things. You should feel things.
Like, I'm excited to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, Chris was like, I can't...
Well, that's a feeling, so
I can't believe it's happening type of, like, it's actually real and happening. And I don't have that feeling.
I feel that.
About my wedding?
Oh, yeah. I never thought it was going to happen.
Well, it has to happen. I've been dating you for... It'll be 8 years in September. It has to happen.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I won't be able to see for the last 30 years of my life.
It would happen eventually, but I never thought it would get to that point or that I'd see it. I'd probably...
I mean, I have been married and not married. So, marriage is weird. And Chris is 25, which I think is an acceptable age to get married.
Yeah.
But, like, because when she was 20... I'm not marrying a 20-year-old.
Probably not smart.
No, dude, I'm not marrying a 20. I wouldn't marry a 24-year-old probably either. That's
not. Hey, fuck you,
unless
bro.
It's you, I would marry you at any age that's legal. We might have to go to like Saudi Arabia for when we first met, but we could do it. We couldn't because I think that would be gay marriage. I don't think that's legal there. It'd be really hard to find a country that has archaic laws that allow you to marry 12-year-olds, but also allow you to marry a gay person of the same sex.
I don't think
sex.
That exists. Yeah. I don't think that exists.
Minnie says you'll get the feeling as the day gets closer. I don't know, man.
Probably.
I think part of it is I have too much going on.
Yeah.
Like, I don't ever, like, I always am just looking, like, what am I doing tomorrow? Mm-hmm. You know? It's never, like, what's happening in 6 months.
Right.
It's always, what's tomorrow's schedule, you know?
I have that problem as well.
It's weird, but I don't
know. I think it's a problem. I think it's a problem. Because we should probably look ahead, you know?
Right.
To plan life.
Right.
But
like, right now, my plans are, like, when I woke up this morning, I wrote show prep for this show. I updated the stream a little bit. Now it shows the current date and time automatically, which is kind of cool. Yeah, I know. I'm a friggin' Twitch pro, dude. And I did that, and then I thought about if I should or should not stream tonight, because I've streamed every day since Sunday of last week. I streamed Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I'm guaranteed to stream those days.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, should I also stream tonight? But then I haven't decided that yet.
Yeah.
And then Monday, I'm like, okay, what am I going to stream on Monday? And then Tuesday, Wednesday, what's my schedule for next week look like? Because God of War ain't going to last me probably all week.
Mm-hmm.
My rental's up on Wednesday, so I got to figure out if I'm going to try to beat it by Wednesday or if I'm just going to get it through Friday. You know, because the worst thing would be is, like, I finish it at, like, 2:30 on Thursday. Well, what do I do then? Yeah, you know, it's hard. So I got to figure that out. And then Thursday night, we're playing Skyrim. So I got to figure that one out for you. You know, get the Skyrim. Got to turn off all the mods because I can't make it easy for you with all the cool mods that Aaron added in. It's got to be hard. I mean, the only mod I'm going to add is one-hit kills. See, but for you only.
For me.
Yeah, it's going to make it 10 times harder for you to kill somebody, but cool. They kill you in one hit. I'm going to add that mod. And then, yeah, then Saturday, we're seeing an Infinity War.
Mm.
And I've got to think of, like, how we got to do graphics and stuff for Sunday's show where we do a full review. And even if we even need graphics. This is going through my mind right now. And Chris's mind, she's like, how's, like, what's the honeymoon going to be like in July of next year, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's kind of the thing. I'm sure she has other things on her mind for the work, but...
Like, the only thing on her mind right now is getting married, and summer vacation is 3 weeks away.
Yeah, maybe not then. that is the perk of that.
And on my mind, I'm like, crap, summer vacation is 3 weeks away. That means every day I'm streaming, she's here downloading stuff and dropping my frames!
Uh-oh. I have to figure some shit out there.
What about the Thomas the Tank Engine mod? Dude, I'm going to get the mod where everybody is Shrek.
Mm.
That's going to be great. And the only thing you're allowed to say during our whole stream is, what are you doing in my swamp?
Donkey! What are you doing in my swamp? That was like German.
Dude, yeah, that was
German Shrek.
That was not Mike Myers.
What are you doing in my swamp?
But yeah, I mean, it may feel different. I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I'm a psycho because I don't have a range of emotions
I'm
like most people should have. But then they always say psychos don't know they're psychos. Yeah. So I know I'm not a psycho because if I knew I was a psycho, then I wouldn't be a psycho, you know?
Yeah, I'm a psycho.
Dude, what are you doing?
I guess it's Tech 9.
Oh, gee. Tech 9?
Yeah.
Tech 9.
Tech 9. The gun, you know.
The chat, say yay or nay if you know Tech 9.
Tech 9, man.
I'm going to bet chat doesn't know Tech 9.
Strange music.
Is that another Tech 9 thing? Yeah, he yells strange music at the beginning of his song?
Like, mostly at the end, but.
Okay.
You know, that's his, like, label, I think.
Tech 9 screams strange music. He's from Kansas City. That's why he's like.
Nay?
Yeah, nay.
As in they don't know?
Basement Brain knows him.
Weird?
But Basement Brain's from Kansas.
Well, Tech 9 is weird, but
good. Weird's an understatement.
He's
weird.
He's a psycho. Well, because he sings the song, Am I a Psycho? But then he's asking if he's a psycho. So is he really a psycho? I don't think so.
No, because if you know you're a psycho, then you're not a psycho.
Right.
Yeah.
So boom.
Should we play a Tech 9 song to let chat know what's up?
No, sure.
What would be a good Tech 9 song to play, man?
You got to put not like the number.
I refuse to conform to his marketing.
Number 9 as the I.
I'm not doing it.
You can't.
I'm not going to do it. I refuse to do it. It's going to pull it up because he wants to be searched. Look, top results, Tech 9. I'm not putting a 9 as the I. All right, it doesn't make sense. The I is a straight line. His name would be Tech 9.
Yeah.
That's what it would be. All right, okay. Hood Go Crazy is the top song.
I haven't. No.
What about Beast featuring Busta Rhymes? What about Caribou Lou?
Yeah, that one.
Caribou Lou? Okay, yeah. Here we go. Mm-hmm. Caribou Lou. Yeah. It's like the ultimate party favor, baby. Yeah. Here we go, Chad. Everyone get ready.
Yeah. This is my shit, man.
This is what you jam to, dude?
I'm on this shit. Oh, yeah.
Did you put one of these songs in Discord?
I didn't. I don't think.
Dude, this is so not. It just sounds like amateur rap, man.
The jug with pineapple juice and it's cracking. The only defect is waking up like what happened. I know this song. This is not amateur.
Sounds amateur, man.
Dude, he is a speed god, man.
This doesn't sound that fast.
Well, this one's a more chill one. Play Worldwide Choppers.
Worldwide Choppers? Worldwide Choppers. Okay, Busta Rhymes is speed. Is Busta Rhymes going to do speed and then Tech N9ne's going to come in and just yell psycho?
Yeah.
This is Twisted. Or Twista, whatever his name is. We started in the Midwest, chat.
First verse from the Lil Wayne album. Yeah, it's pretty good. Interlude.
So the only Tech N9ne song Basement Brain likes is the one that's not by him. Okay.
Can never manage, we do damage with no tech. Apology. Pick him off the panic, a little manic, cause I gotta be frantic. I'm a gemma, cause I'm an oddity. Gobble the track up like I'm grabbing that mama knock.
This is horrible, dude. You are literally loving this. Is this like what you like lift weights to and stuff, man?
No. No.
Woody, when do you listen to this?
He's more chill. It's on rare occasions where I hear one and then I get back into it.
You just want to jam out some Tech N9ne?
But yeah.
Have you heard the new J. Cole album?
No.
Apparently it's really good.
Yeah.
What's with all these rappers being like really weird now, man? Yeah. Like, did you see the cover of the new new J. Cole? Like,
what the fuck?
Why, man?
Is he the fucking lion from
Robin Hood?
Wizard of Oz?
Look at this. Like, he's got like children underneath his robe, and then he's the king, and he's got his pinky out. Like, what happened to him just sitting on a roof being chill, man? What happened to that?
I don't know. Yeah, that's super weird.
I just don't understand.
I don't approve.
People gotta. Do we have to get weird, man? Like, we need to do a new photo shoot. We need to do a new photo shoot, update our branding for this show. Should we just make it weird?
Yeah, I think we should do that.
Just make it strange, just as crazy as possible. I would rather not have any children in it.
Nah, man, we gotta go J. Cole's route. He knows what he's doing.
It's just like, I feel like Kanye West started the let's get weird in rap, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then like, is this just art today and we just don't know?
Kanye changed it from I'm a hard dude that kills people to
I make art.
I'm gonna fuck you up mentally.
Stephen Hawking died, so logic and physics go out the window. Dude, might be it, man.
Dude, who approved that cover art?
Probably J. Cole would be my guess, man.
It's so bad.
I mean, I'm guessing it's not. Do you see trending searches, by the way?
Trending what?
Do you see number two trending search right there?
Oh, my God.
Yodeling Walmart kid?
Dude, do that and see if there's actually a track of it to where you can buy
it. How lame do you have to be on iTunes and find...
Is it actually it, or is it a remix?
It says remix.
Okay.
It says Party in Backyard Walmart Yodeling Kid Remix.
This makes me want to kill our
if people are
race.
Buying this, or it wouldn't show up in trending searches, man.
This makes me want to...
I don't understand how that's good. Like, humanity. I could go... Like, I can do that. Why am I not famous, man? Because I'm not in Walmart disturbing people's days.
Right.
Is that why?
I think that's why. Dude, I know. I would punch a kid if he said that in Walmart. Be like, no, no, no.
This is perfection. Let's see what this one is where they put him in blackface. Is that Fortnite noises? Now we got Fortnite noises in it.
You like this, but not Tech N9ne.
Dude, this is literally the worst. I can feel a tumor growing on my pancreas as we play this.
Oh my God.
on steady sobbing.
I think Tony P mixed that, possibly.
I don't know, man. It's just like, how do you tell your boys? Like, dude, I got an idea for the next truck. All right, here's what we're going to do. Yodeling kid in the background. Fortnite death noises. Ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling. You know, get it in there, then I just rap over it. What do you think?
Dude, it sounds like you're trying to hit all the stereotypes of what's popular right now. Let's do it!
I'd punch a kid. Oh, my God, dude. I just... Wow.
Oh, God.
You know, maybe this is why I play punk music. You know, if I walked into the bank and they were playing Yodel Kid, that would be way different than they played The Strokes,
I'd
you know?
Burn that place down. Fucking.
Colby really does not like Yodel Kid. He's punching him
Greek
in the face
fire
and he's burning
shit.
Down a place that supports
I'm Greek fire in that bank to hell if it's playing that.
Okay, well, we only got one more, so we got to listen to Trap City's Yodel Boy, right? We got to give him equal play.
This is just it.
It's not even that good. The internet, I don't like it. One day Walmart will play the Yodeling Kid remix and then we'll come full circle, yeah.
Jesus.
I've never actually heard this much of Yodeling Kid.
I would murder this child.
Like, he's literally just standing in Walmart doing this?
Yeah.
This is why I don't go to Walmart.
There's people watching him do it.
You can hear the ambient noise of Walmart in the background.
I'd be like, what the fuck is happening?
I just don't go to Walmart, dude.
Yeah, that's a great one. Dude, this is just it.
It's there's no Trap City at all.
No.
It's just Yodel Kid. Yeah, it's not yodeling. He's literally just, he's doing the Tarzan. That's what he's doing with his mouth right there.
Pretty accurate. I wanted to have like the biggest drop at the end, just for, like 5 seconds.
Just add some drops.
It's not gonna do shit, man. This is literally just gonna be him doing it.
Like, they've repeated it though, right? Like, it doesn't last 2 minutes in Walmart, does it? Because this sounds. Do you know he sang at Coachella?
What?
Yeah, he did a set at Coachella. I can't take it anymore, Chaz. Just
dude, fuck Trap City.
Oh, here's EDM. Oh, they might have a lot of remixes. That's what it is, dude.
But still, he just jacked the clip and put it up on iTunes. Now he's making money off of it.
That's literally what he's doing. Look at all these. This is a whole album.
That's how I'm in the club, man. That's how everyone's in the club. Oh my god.
This is how we do it in the club, dude. Trap City. Trap City.
We need to put this over the Numa Numa guy and just see how that lines up. I think it would line up real well.
Here's the dubstep version.
Oh shit.
That's what I'm hoping for, man. There's just police sirens in the background because of course there is, you know?
Yeah, man. You're getting arrested for how dank this shit is.
Oh, sir, your meme has gone full dank. You're under arrest. Yeah. The dank limit is 9 and you've turned it up to 15.
Can we get to some drops
build,
or something, man?
Yeah, it's a slow build. Here it goes.
There's only a minute 40 left in this. It's only one third of a dubstep
really
song.
He really did
so
much work on this, you know. This takes skill.
Like, people bought this. Like, can we get on with it? God, how long do you have to wait? All right, here we go, man. Get ready. Get ready, dude. I can't even hear it anymore. My headphones fell off. I just assume it's still beating, right?
It's still,
okay.
It's still going. Oh my god. That was perfect.
This might be the dumbest show we've ever done.
It's the best. It's the best.
This might be the dumbest show we've ever
done.
It's
the best one we've ever done, man. It's so good. Because the yodeling boy.
It's a kid.
Boy.
All right. Oh, no, it's boy. You're right. It's Yodel yeah. Boy with an I.
Yodeling boy.
You're right. It is. It is. Let's see. What else we want to talk about? There's nothing else I care about.
Nothing else?
No.
What you into, man?
Hold on.
What you into?
No, we're going to do that next week.
Oh, okay.
We got to fill time, man.
All right.
Okay. Let's talk Avenger spoiler policy.
Okay.
So, when we do the show on Thursday, mm-hmm. all the review embargoes and everything like that will be up. Mm-hmm. The internet will be filled with Avengers spoilers.
Okay.
We are not going to spoil the Avengers at all on Thursday. No discussion whatsoever about it, just to be safe.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Because you don't want to know any spoilers.
I don't want to know.
I'm assuming on Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time, I will know the entire plot of Avengers Infinity War. Okay. I will assume that.
All right.
But I will make sure none of it leaks so Colby doesn't get spoiled and no one in chat gets spoiled.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Sunday, mm-hmm. Colby and I are going to go see it on Saturday.
Yep.
Sunday, we're going to do a full review of the movie.
Yep.
Okay, just like we did The Last Jedi, like we'll put up like an image that says, spoiler warning, Infinity War. We're going to do it. Basically, it's going to be a two-hour-long review of Avengers Infinity War, I would say,
yeah.
right?
Yep.
Occasionally, we do this. It's pretty rare. We did it for The Last Jedi. We did it for Dunkirk.
Mm-hmm.
We did it, I think before that, the last movie we did was Interstellar.
Yeah.
I think those are probably the only movies that me and Colby like to see together.
Well, yeah. I mean, that was basically our show for the first, the one once a year
Yeah,
show.
The once a year show we would basically get together just talk about, except for that one with Unofficial Tony P.
Yeah,
that was just bad.
Which one? Oh, yeah, him. Yeah. He actually was on the show.
He was.
I'm so glad that's not available anywhere.
Well, no, it's definitely not.
It's good.
Yeah, because it would hurt.
I would hate that.
Yeah. But so I think that's going to be the official policy of the show.
Yeah.
Thursday, we're just going to do a regular show.
Mm-hmm.
No Avengers talk whatsoever, so you guys don't have to worry. You can watch Thursday and not get spoiled.
Yeah.
If you even care. And then we're going to do Skyrim. Colby plays games, of course, afterwards. And then Sunday, Skyrim. We'll do a full show, probably entirely about Avengers Infinity War.
Perfect.
Like, I'm not going to slate that the 2 hours will be all about Infinity War, but that's probably going to be all we talk about. So.
That's how it goes. Well, we already talk about Marvel for an hour.
Yes.
When there's no...
And now there's going to be so much to talk
about.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's probably what it'll be. So if you don't care about Marvel, sorry. We'll still make it relatable because there'll be things we hate and things we like. And,
yeah.
You know,
maybe.
You just...
Maybe we'll hate the entire thing. Maybe we'll love the whole thing.
If it's not the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life, I'm going to be disappointed.
If you go back and watch our Last Jedi review...
Yeah.
So many things of what I said,
uh-huh.
I no longer believe.
Like, you, well, that's that. Like, you were telling me the other day that you no longer liked The Last Jedi,
yeah.
And I remember you being very positive about it when we talked about it on the show. So,
yep, first viewing,
right?
Great. Upon multiple viewings, I just see stupider and stupider shit.
But I think it's the opposite with you in general for Marvel. Because you usually don't like it the first time you watch it,
right?
And then every time you watch it afterwards, mm-hmm. you like it more.
That makes sense. And also, I mean, the directors are, you know, they've done my favorite Marvel movies.
Yes.
So,
yes.
I'm okay
They
with
also
that.
Did Arrested Development.
That too.
I mean, that pedigree right there.
Yeah, you can't beat that.
You did some Arrested Development, you do some Breaking Bad, and you make Winter Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you probably are going to do okay at Infinity War.
But,
that's why my hype is so unreal,
if
dude.
If you do some Breaking Bad and Looper, you're going to make a shit-ass fucking Star Wars movie.
Well, he did work. I mean, he worked with Bruce Willis. You know what Arrested Development doesn't have in it? Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
It's better.
That kind of destroys your person.
Yeah, I don't like Bruce being. Willis, and I really don't have any reason to dislike him, but just for some reason, I don't like Bruce Willis.
He's bald and stupid.
Apparently, Colby dislikes him even more than me, so. Apparently.
I don't really have a problem.
But yeah, so I think that's going to be the policy. So Thursday, there'll be no Avengers talk. It'll be totally fine. I mean, the internet. We'll be filled with Avengers.
I know. I don't know how I'm going to live.
You probably can't get on the internet
right.
Tuesday
YouTube
afterwards.
Is my thing.
You can't.
It's
going to be full of thumbnails
YouTube.
Of yeah. Captain America's dead body. And you won't believe how Doctor Strange gets his heart ripped out and eaten by Thanos in the next Infinity War, you know?
Eaten.
Morris, I've never seen Die Hard. Please don't, please don't unfollow.
Yeah. I've seen the worst Die Hard.
I've never seen any of the Die Hards. Well, you know, I might have seen the Justin Long Die Hard.
Which one's that one?
Live Free, Die Hard, isn't that it?
Yeah.
I think so.
Where he, like, fights an airplane.
Vague. I just remember Justin Long, man.
I'm unfollowing.
I'm sorry, man. I've never seen Die Hard. Me and Colby are really bad at watching old movies.
Yeah, but...
like, as much as we love movies, we don't watch anything prior to 2005, it feels like.
It's
no matter how well-regarded it is.
Man.
I know.
It's a classic.
Well, it's like we were talking
Christmas
last
movie.
Night. We were hanging out last night, and...
Christmas movie.
We were watching... we had a question about who's seen The Shawshank Redemption, and me and Colby never seen it, even though IMDb says it's the number one movie of all time. Yeah. Never seen it.
I've seen parts of it.
I've never seen anything. The only thing I've seen is the hands holding each other on the cover of the DVD. Although that might be Schindler's List that I'm thinking of. So you know what? I may not even know what it is. It's got Morgan Freeman in it, right?
Yeah.
Hey, before I forget, because I'm thinking about it, you still got good Morgan Freeman impression?
No.
Come on, man.
Why?
Come on. You did the Morgan Freeman for a duo video.
That
once.
Was terrible. I do not believe I have a good Morgan Freeman.
See, I think you still got it.
I don't think that's correct.
It's pretty good. I'm gonna request you. I'm working on a new intro for my personal channel, and I would like Morgan Freeman to narrate it for me. Can you do that?
I mean, I could try, but it's gonna be just as bad as that duo commercial.
I mean, I think that duo commercial is amazing.
It's so bad. I cannot. I need to, like, bathe myself in Morgan Freeman's voice for, like, a hot hour.
Yeah, you might have to do some research or something.
Yeah.
That's right here.
This is Stacy. She's your typical girl.
It's pretty good, man.
She goes to work.
My old office.
She goes to class. And she has chores to do.
This is a terrible Morgan Freeman.
This is so good, though.
No one would get Stacey make
it's terrible
the
camera work, I'll tell
with
you that.
A variety of great content
hey, man,
available
it's shaky
on
cam. It's in.
It's shaky cam where you cut off people's
the
heads.
The hilarious ramblings of Seth and Colby.
Chris is terrible acting.
The God, crazy antics.
That's
on
your car.
Life.
I don't know why we did my car.
I don't either.
The charm of why did we watch that?
I was so
but
hyped
suddenly,
about how
like a wind
I could get
through
the
a
smooth
canyon.
Smooth motion
everything
down, man.
Changed.
We're done! We're done!
Work became meaningless and awful. Classmates were suddenly rude and filled with hate. And also stole things. Everything was
I forgot I was in
out
this.
Of control.
I forgot I was in this, dude. It's so hilarious.
All appeared to be lost.
Look at those VFX, though.
Dude,
wait,
so good.
Not all is lost. Duo is just on a vacation, resting up for its return. It will indeed be the start of a new era.
Oh my god.
Everything will soon return to the way it was before the vacation. Only
it's
now,
stupid same
everything
cover
you
art.
Touch will turn to gold. Duo.com. Morgan Freeman supports this message. Nothing will actually turn to gold. In fact, most things will remain the same. I mean, don't get me wrong, the new duo is going to be pretty sweet, but not, like, gold sweet. Also, that thing we did with the knife was totally fake. No actresses were harmed in the making of this film, if you can call it a film. I don't even know how I got this job. I miss the penguins. Anyways, see you all in 2014. Peace out, A-Town down.
2014? Jesus God, man.
This
why
is
you
Stacey.
Don't like that, man?
This
2014.
This is Stacey.
Is that how could you bully Stacey like that? She got in my way, man! Also, that's not me. That's clearly Andy Milonakis. Oh, my God, dude. Oh, my God, dude. Well, yeah, so I need you to watch some Morgan Freeman documentaries and work on your Morgan Freeman because I'd like you to narrate. I mean, honestly, it doesn't have to be Morgan Freeman if you could think of someone else good to narrate that you can do a voice better that isn't Trump or Schwarzenegger, which are your other two fallbacks. I'd prefer.
Yeah, I can't do anybody else, man.
You got like you can do Chuck Hardwood. It's just Chuck Hardwood here.
Wow, you got Andy Milonakis.
How much do we pay to be involved? He actually, believe it or not, he actually paid us
yeah,
for the opportunity.
How much did he pay to be involved?
I mean, at least $6 million. Right. I don't really remember because money is, you know, I used half of it for toilet paper because I just got so much.
That.
It's just all over the house, just money everywhere.
We blew through it.
But yeah, I mean, he really wanted to be in it.
No,
so.
It's all gone now. That's why we ask you for money. But
yeah, we blew it. I wiped too much, dude. It's just a fact. Let's get the opposite of Sheryl Crow problem is what it is, man. There's a reference from 2003.
Or Chris with her two fingers.
That's an inside joke no one will understand. Nope. But yeah, so nope. So just keep that in mind. I'm still working on the script for it, but yeah, it's going to be basically you narrating and then clips. Mm. You know, it's a gag I've used multiple times. You're like high class, high octane gameplay, and then it's just me like dying, like a montage of me dying. Because I want to do an intro that's not the unofficial Tony P, yeah. Which is just clips with an EDM beat in the background.
Right.
And I don't want to do that's just montages because I'm sick of staring at my own montages for 5 minutes every morning. So I want it to be something that makes me laugh, and your voice makes me laugh. So I feel like that would be.
I can do
a
that.
Good middle ground there, you know?
Yeah.
But that's the idea.
Try.
That's the idea. But yeah, are we done? Anything else you want to do?
Nope, I think that covers it.
All right, man. Well, thank you guys so much for hanging out with us today. We never did the intro.
Nope.
So here, well, you know what, actually? We should probably play an intro first, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, let's sure. You do not know the way, but how queen wish to the way.
That's better. Here. Intro done. All right, now we can get back to this. No?
Dude's not even here.
He's not. He's never here.
Yeah.
He's abandoned us, man.
Yeah.
Rin's not here either. He's sleeping.
Doesn't care.
It's all right. Fictional's
they
here.
Don't
and
care.
Fictional and Morris are here. It's all we need.
Yeah.
You know? And Base of Brain, Slayer. Yeah, you know,
all you guys,
Menace, they're all
are
here.
Super awesome.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for watching today.
Thank you.
We will be back Thursday for another episode of the Colby Show, 7 p.m. Central Time. And then afterwards, Colby's gonna play Skyrim. And then I think the next week we'll do the first one where you just pick the game. So I should probably tell you to go pick a game between now and Thursday. So on Thursday we can announce what game you're gonna play.
Oh yeah.
So just like go look sometime. Yeah.
At what?
Like a place to rent a game? Because you're going to pick the game
I'm
that we play?
Not going anywhere?
Dude, 2 weeks ago, we literally just went through this that you were going to go rent a game to play. Your choice.
I'll look at it online.
Well, whatever. I mean, I don't care. We just have to have it. What game are we going to play a week from Thursday?
I don't have the time to go to
you
family
video. You have nothing
video.
But time. You won't be here for a while. Face and Brain, how dare you abandon us?
Yeah, man.
Did you listen to the beginning of Thursday episode? Because we put you on blast, brother.
Yeah, we did.
Probably check that out if you didn't. But anyway, guys, thank you so much for watching and hanging out with us. We'll be back Thursday for more episodes. Sunday, Avengers. So go try to go see it Friday, Saturday, so you can
you
don't get spoiled. It'll be fun. I would love to hear your guys' opinions. So try to go see it. And if you don't care, then you probably won't care to be spoiled. So just hang out and chat anyway. But yeah, we'll see you guys on Thursday.
Yeah, it was good.
Have a great one, guys. We'll see y'all
bye-bye,
later.
Y'all.
Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.